Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, brothers, and all of my sisters from the tribes of Israel, tribe of Judah, the real Israelites. This is the truth.
Is there anybody out there, anybody out there that wanna hear the truth? Is there anybody out there, anybody out there that wanna hear the truth? We've been lied to from the beginning, way back when I was in high school. The history was the truth. Then I tried to go to church and they lied again, said Jesus was a white man too. Then I read, we are the Jews.
What you say?
We are the Jews. We are the Jews.
And the Bible is where I read it.
Like us too, but the Bible says,
we are the Jews,
we are the Jews, we are the Jews, we're the Hebrew Israelites, Israelites as a people, and we got our own style, that's why they wanna be us, we're the Israelites, cause we are the Jews, we are the Jews, we are the Jews, we're the Hebrew Israelites, Israelites, the greatest nationality to be. We find out the truth with the Hebrew Israelites, Israelites.
All my people living in the ghetto town, you're God's chosen people. Hey, and if you're black and had it hard, been struggling so hard, you wonder why it's gotta be this way. But the Most High said that we would suffer for turning our backs and breaking all of His commandments. Yeah.
The Israelites,
and that's the best news I had heard all my life.
When I read, we are the Jews, we are the Jews, we are the Jews.
And they stole our nationality,
they stole our nationality,
and they lied
about our history. Yeah. They turned around trying to be like us too, but the Bible says,
we are the Jews, we are the Jews, we are the Jews.
You know what I'm saying to you?
Israelites, people, and we
got our own style.
That's why they wanna be
that's
us.
Why they wanna be like us.
We're the Israelites.
Yeah.
We are the Jews. We
you
are the Jews.
You take the time.
We are
and
the Jews.
And we don't bother.
We're the Hebrew Israelites.
You find
Israelites,
out who you are.
The greatest nationality to be.
The greatest nationality.
And find out the truth.
It's to be a Jew.
We're the Hebrew
the truth.
Israelites. Israelites.
Let's slow it down. I know some of y'all mind tripping right now. Go get your Bible. Go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 68. This is going to break down the curses that's on God's people. And it matches what we went through. We were the slaves that was on those ships that came over here through the slave trade. The Bible talks about this. We are the chosen people. It's not them Jews over there in Israel claiming to be Jews. We are the real Jews.
We are the Jews. We are the Jews. We are the Jews.
Best thing in the world to be.
Hebrew Israelites. Israelites. People and we got our
own style.
That's why they wanna be us.
That's why they wanna be like us.
We're the Israelites. Cause we are the Jews.
That's why they hate us.
We are the Jews.
We're sitting around here acting crazy.
We are the Jews.
We need to turn to get the enemy.
Israelites, the greatest nationality.
Yeah.
Will you find out the truth?
That's
what
we keep
learning. Israelites.
It's the best kept secret that's been kept throughout all the ages. You know that we the real Jews.
The secret is out.
They stole our nationality from us, lying about our history. Had us thinking we was African.
Best
nationality in the
world.
God's chosen
people. Shalom. Alright, alright. Welcome everybody to another episode of Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel. And well, today's episode, we're going to be getting into Hebrew Israelite 101, basically. all the listeners that's out there tuning in that are brand new to the truth or just waking up and don't know which way to go. They're hearing all types of things on social media, and they haven't quite made their mind up, on the fence about it, or totally committed. It's just they're brand new and don't really understand how we put it together in the scriptures on why we're saying that we are Israel, okay? So we hopefully to hit get that and knock it out the park with that, and I don't think it's going to take too long, because as long as you got the Holy Spirit, it will guide you through these scriptures. And it, and when you hear the truth, like I did, I feel like the Holy Spirit is going to, like, yes, that's the truth. And you're going to just start marching forward and walk toward the light, you know. These scriptures is God's words. And that's like the light in our life. And we're just going to gravitate to that light. And wherever that light takes us, that's where we're going, right? So I expect us to kind of knock it out the park with this. And I'm hoping to move on into talking about the new covenant and what that means to a lot of Hebrew Israelites, Christianity as well. Okay, I'm hoping to dive in on that. And can't forget that our brother Seth Turner and the Five Smooth Stones, we're going to merge his podcast in with ours. All right, if you're familiar with our shows, we've been doing this a little series now, going back and forth between each other's shows. And I think it's very edifying to the listener on these different understandings, right? You see the way that I'm bringing it out versus the way that he's bringing it out and our understandings. And you might can see better than we can on what exactly is the difference, or if there is a difference. Maybe it's just the wording, right? You say spiritual. He's a spiritual Jew. And I don't think it's no different from each one of us. We all got the Holy Spirit leading us on both sides, I believe. But nevertheless, we got a list of brothers and sisters that are tuning in, and I want to introduce the panel to everybody that's on the Waking Up Israel side. Before I do, I want to tell everybody a little bit about myself. If you don't know, I'm a trucker by trade, right? So I'm a truck driver, and I'm kind of having this show on the go. Right now I'm in a good spot that I can park and tune in and engage with everybody on the show, and I'm very, very blessed to be able to do so. Yeah, I'm a trucker by trade, and this is what it's all about, y'all. I'm about peace. I want to unify Israel. I want to unify all believers, really. I hate that there's this division. But nevertheless, y'all, it's prophesied that it's going to be this way. And we're all going to come together when that time comes. So with that being said, let me go ahead and open up everybody's lines. My co-host, Sister Thale, let me open up your line. All right, Sister Thale, you are live on the air.
Shalom, shalom, brother. I'm glad to be here. I'm so excited to listen in today. I did have a couple of things that I wanted to say since we are connecting with Five Smooth Stones Network and Brother Seth Turner and also Brother Purcell. A couple of weeks ago, we had a show that we co-shared of what have you, and he said a few things, and I just wanted to share a couple of things that I mentioned on that particular Sunday, a couple of poems that I've written, and I want to read it just for them and for all of the other listeners that this poem might touch. Yeah.
Okay, Sister. Well,
can you
hear
me?
You kind of want them. Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Since you want Seth Turner and Brother Purcell to hear your poem, do you want to wait till we call into their show to give
yes.
the for
yes,
we
I
all
do.
The okay, gotcha,
yes.
gotcha.
Yes,
I haven't called into the
yes.
show just yet. So
yes,
right now we're just on our
That's understood. Okay. I just wanted to let you be aware that I did have this. And since we did not make a connection last week, but, you know, as Israelites, every day we should honor our parents. So there's no particular one day we honor our mother and our father. So, and as an Israelite, I just want to share this with them because on today, yeah, I can share this with them because every day we need to honor our mothers and our fathers. And so, okay, I just wanted to share that with you to let you be aware that I wanted to do that. So I appreciate it, brother.
Oh, no problem, sister. No problem. All right. I want to go ahead and open up another line. Area code 832. All right. I want to open up your line. You are live on the air. Area code 832. That brother Yaakov or
hey, how you doing, brother? I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I hear you just fine. You are live on the air. You want to kind of tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'll tell a little bit about myself. I'm originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I've been here in Houston, Texas for the last 23 years. I am married to my spouse for 34 years. I'm going to get that right. 34 years. I have a son and a daughter. Son just graduated just a week ago. Daughter is
all praise.
Got two grandchildren. So as far as the awakening goes, I was awakened sometime a little before COVID and for sure during and after COVID. When the churches closed down, I was able to, you know, stay in my word and just study for me and not be in the church setting where it was just me and there was no agenda. And so through studying with just me and the Ruach, he opened my eyes and showed me who I was and who we are as a people. And so from that point forward, I've been kind of leading my family and showing them, and some of them have been very receptive. My wife especially, I came in one day and I gave her Deuteronomy 28 and just told her to read it. I didn't say anything about it. She read it, and boom, just like that, she come and told me that this is us. These people, the Bible is talking about us.
All praises.
All praises.
And so,
all praises.
From that point on, man, we just been on fire around here. And I didn't say that I was a minister in a Baptist church, but since the awakening, I haven't been back. Because for me, knowing what I know, I'm going to be disrupted. I'll probably be disrupted in church because I sit where I sit for a while, and I know what they preach and teaching is coming from a Eurocentric Christianity background. And, I'm going to have something to say all the time, and which is nothing wrong with that, but I want to do it the right way. So I still talk to some people there sometimes, but I want to do it the right way and lead those that are willing to be led in the church as well as everywhere else out here in the world that don't know. So I'm all about the awakening, and I'm grateful and thankful that this opportunity, this was a short notice opportunity for me. But I wasn't going to turn it down because, like the brother said, Brother Micah said, I'm all about the awakening and making sure our people know who we are and know what to do moving forward. So that's
we're all
let me
still
ask
learning.
You, yes, sir, most definitely. I didn't catch the sister's name. I'm trying to write down the names as well so I can get everybody's name right when I'm talking to them. It was Sister Sale.
No, it's T-H-E-L.
T-H-E-L.
T-H-E-L. It's Thel. It's Thel, yeah.
Oh, Thel. Okay.
But my legal name is Thelma.
Okay, I got you. Well, my legal name is James, but some of my friends call me Yaakov. Some call me Chosen of Yah because I have different little pages with different things on it. So, but James is fine, or Yaakov is fine, either one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, all right.
All right.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, I'm going to leave your line open, and we're going to the next caller.
Yes, sir.
Area code 936. You are live on the air.
It's Brother Ronald. How you
doing? Oh, Brother Ronald. Hey, okay. Hey, how you doing there, Brother Ronald?
I'm
glad you were able to make it.
Oh, thank you, brother.
All right. Brother Ronald, can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I've been in the truth for almost 10 years. And I've been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit for almost 18 years. So I came into the truth about 10 years ago, and it changed my life, you know, changed my life around, you know, and that's one thing that Sunday church don't teach us. They don't teach us our history and where we came from, and that's, you know, everybody else know their history, but besides the black man, if you ask them where they're from, they'll say, "Oh, I'm from Houston. I'm from L.A." You know, but these are the lands of our captivity, the lands that we're in. You know, so I'm just glad to know that I'm a Hebrew Israelite, and not just know I'm a Hebrew Israelite, but we have to keep the commandments in order to make it to the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
So just knowing your Hebrew don't mean nothing if you don't obey what the Most High tell you to do. You know, and that's to keep His word, to keep His law.
Yeah.
You know. I'm gonna say this last thing. The only way that we can keep the word is through the Spirit. You know, because the Bible says that they that worship me in spirit and truth.
Yeah.
You know, so the flesh can't please the eye. Only through the Spirit.
Yeah. Right.
I want to say it's Psalms 119 and 142.
No. Yeah.
I want to say that's the truth right there, ain't it? Let me pull it up real quick. Yeah, let me pull it up just real quick, and let me see.
Brother Ron, are you in Texas?
Yeah, I'm in Houston, Texas.
Okay, I heard 936. I was like, that's Conroe.
Yeah, I used to stay in Dallas about 2 years ago.
Okay,
but I haven't changed my number yet. Yeah.
Yeah, so I heard 936. I thought that was Conroe. Yeah, we're gonna have to talk because I'm here too.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Psalms 119, 142. It says, "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth." All right. So truth and spirit, right?
Yeah.
You agree with that, Brother Ronald?
Oh yeah. Yes, sir.
And
you say 119,
spirit.
119. Yeah.
Right on. So
yeah.
It's the same thing, brother. Okay, that's what all right. I think there was one more caller that we was expecting. I guess he's running a little behind. Brother Yakub, wasn't there another brother that was supposed to come? I forgot his name.
Apostle Curtis. I'm checking right now to see where he is.
And if he have the number to call in, he might not.
He has a number. I sent it to him earlier, but something could have happened. But I'm checking right
good.
Now.
It's all good.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
He might be. All right. All right. Well, while he's doing that, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and transfer us over to the Five Smooth Stones family. And we're going to go ahead and get it started with introducing this brother here, and then, you know, merge our shows together, right? Okay, so y'all just be patient. I'm going to go ahead and call him on up. 1 second. All right. Right now, I'm going to call him up.
Yeah, I'm on the talk show. If you want to listen, you want to listen.
What's going on?
I'm on the talk show. Yeah, wake up.
We can do
like,
that in a spirit of peace, in a spirit of excellence through study, archaeology studies and biblical studies and scientific studies. And so that's where this we're coming from with this show, just from a place of just academia, all right, and spiritual academia, I might add. If there's such thing. I mean, just in other words, just what the Father has said. Okay, in the religious centers of the world, pretty much. So
I'm gonna get your information though.
Having said that, I think we have been joined by Brother Michael and Waking Up Israel's radio show family. So let me go ahead and open up their line.
He's coming on. Apostle Kirsten.
7-9. Brother Kinwin, Brother Mike, are you there?
Yes, brother, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can hear you just great, brother. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, everything's great. I'm blessed to be parked and ready to engage, man. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be here today.
Yes. And did I understand you to have some other people with you?
Yes, sir. I'm glad you mentioned that. I have three other callers that, along with kind of a round table, if you will, bring in here. I can allow everybody, if everybody could do a little repeat, introduce yourselves, and we go to do a little round robin. Sister Thale, would you like to go first and kind of introduce yourself? And I think you had a poem, if I remember correctly, that you wanted to share.
Yes, I do. My name is Sister Thale, and Thale is my nickname, or name that I chose that I felt blessed with.
Welcome, Thelma. Sister Thale.
Thank you. I am the mother of Brother Micah. And Brother Micah came and introduced me to this information about the Israelites. So I am in waking up. I've been a Christian all my life, and so this is new to me as well, and I am learning, and I am, you know, digesting each and everything that everyone has to say. I'm trying not to leave no stone unturned. That means I want to hear it all. I don't want to miss anything. I done missed it my entire life. I don't want to miss anything anyone has to say because it's all good. It all comes from the same spirit, from the same creator.
Amen.
And brothers, the two brothers that was we had joined on the last meeting that we had, I didn't know if I told you that I was a poet. Okay. I decided to do my writing after I retired. So I'm 68 now, just turned 68. I retired 65, and I really dived into writing. And I did poetry because I was in healthcare, and I just wrote poems for patients and families. But as they came, and I didn't think about trying to make anything out of it. It was just as it came to me, I gave away. But some of this I retained. And brothers, I wanted to share this with you. I have two types of poems. I wrote these probably, 20 years ago or more. But one of them is for Brother Seth, and I believe he said his mother is with the Savior right now. And I just wanted to read this poem. It says, Mama, with you in mind. If you guys can just give me a moment and let me just share this with you, because, you know, as Israelites, every day is Mother's Day. Every day we honor our mother and our fathers. So we're not trying to pick any type of holiday or anything like that, but like I mentioned, even with Brother Seth, whatever day it falls upon, it's also a day that the Lord has made, that our Father had created. So every day. The one that I'm reading is Mama With You In Mind. And both of them has the same title, but there's something specifically different in both poems. The shorter one, Mama With You In Mind. Mama, with you in mind, I can face another day. Your spirit fills me without end, no matter where I go or what I say. The essence of your love whispers with prevalent grace. Stay out of trouble. Mind your manners. And for heaven's sake, don't forget to pray. Thanks, Mom. Only you can say, I love you that way. No words can express my love for you. My life, my actions reflects the stronghold of a mother's love. I love you, Mama, with all my soul. And, of course, you knew that too. And this was a poem written for my mother. The others says, Mama With You In Mind, or Mother With You In Mind. Mother, with you in mind, I can face another day. Your spirit fills me without end. I know you're not here with me, though it's easy to pretend. The essence of your love still lives. It lives within. The way I walk, the way I talk reflects the way you talk. The sound of your voice with prevalent grace, repeated time after time. Straighten up. Don't slouch. Take pride in yourself. Walk tall and don't forget to pray, because I'm very proud. Remember, you're mine and I brought you up that way. So, Mama, with you in mind, I can see from behind, constantly steering my way, still telling me how to act and what to say all the time. With you in mind, Mama, my love will forever be. No matter where I go, I will find a little tenderness, a little peace of mind from mothers God sends my way. That repeats the things that you say time after time with you in mind. Thank you, brothers, for that opportunity to read those poems I wrote.
And thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. We appreciate that. I really appreciate that. And it's a good thing it's about all this record. I can listen to that again and again. Brother Michael, go ahead with your other guest, please.
Okay, all right. We got Brother Yaku, 832. Could you reintroduce yourself, brother? Brother James?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here. I was trying to get some speakers working where I can hear well. My name is James, or some call me Yaakov. Some of my friends call me Yaakov. I'm out of Houston, Texas. I've been here 23 years, married 34 years. I have an 18-year-old, 33-year-old. I've been awakened since around 2019, 2020. I won't go back through how, I will say this, when the church is closed and I was able to sit here and just me and the Most High and the Holy Spirit, with no agenda in church, the Most High began to show me who we were as a people, and he awakened me, and then I showed my wife through Deuteronomy 28. I just gave it to her, actually. She read it, and she was awakened and realized who we were as well. And so from that point on, we've just been staying in the truth, in this truth. I was a minister in a Baptist church, But since the awakening, I no longer participated in that. I didn't cut the church off completely. I still have communication with some of the people within the ministry that I dealt with, but I'm just trying to sow a seed, to plant a seed within that body the right way. I don't go there because I don't want to be a disruption to the service, because like I said earlier, I feel like they're under the Eurocentric Christianity doctrine, and so I would be a disruption being there. So I don't attend there, but I still fellowship with those that fellowship with me. And
okay.
I'll leave it
okay.
at that.
All right, brother. All right,
amen.
All right. All right. Last but not least, area code 936, Brother Ronald. All right. Would you like to tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yes, sir. Shalom to everybody online. But my name is Ronald Lewis, Brother Ronald Lewis, and I'm out of Houston, Texas. I've been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit for almost 18 years, when I've been in the truth for almost 10 years. And the best thing that ever happened to me, learning my nationality, you know, because when I was in the Christian church, they didn't give us this information that we received. But my brother had passed. He's my older brother. But he had showed me Job 30:30. He shared that scripture with me, but I didn't even know that we was a people, you know. But I'm gonna keep it short. But I had a dream one time that ships was going over the waters, but I didn't know the interpretation of that dream. Yeah, at that time I didn't know that we was a people. I was in the Christian church at the time. But as time went on, you know, now I know the interpretation of the dream, Deuteronomy 28:68. God said he was going to send his people on slave ships if they disobeyed him, you know, and that was the interpretation of the dream. You know, but I just thank God that we have been chosen for such a time as this. But as Hebrews, we have to learn how to love one another. You know, that's our problem as Hebrews, but it's a lack of love, you know, and God is love, you know. But I'm just here to do my part, you know, and just love on my brothers and sisters, you know. So,
amen.
And that's all I have.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right.
Well, brothers, I want to welcome Brother Michael, yourself, and your guests, Brother Jacob, and Brother Ronald, right? It's Ronald, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Brother Ronald.
Did I get the
Ronald,
name
yes,
right, Brother?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I want to welcome you all to the Five Smooth Stone Network. We've been doing this since 2011, and we are, first of all, let me bring on Brother Purcell, and then after he goes, I'm going to give a little quick, I'm going to make it like 30 seconds, y'all, for time's sake. But, Brother, let's go all the way to Cincinnati and grab our co-hosts. We have about five of them, but a lot of them are not active right now. People are busy, somebody in Africa, and just they're all over. So go to Cincinnati, area code 513331. Brother Purcell Porche, are you there? Ambassador Purcell?
I am here. Praise the Lord, everybody. Shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom, brother.
It's been a little while. Thank you for having me, of course. I appreciate this network. I appreciate Brother Micah. What's up, Micah?
All right, all right. Man, I'm glad you were able to make it. Yeah.
You Sister Dale. That's to you, Sister Dale.
That's right. She know. Listen, it's your boy, Ambassador Purcell Lindell Porche, all the way out here in Cincinnati, Ohio, representing Salt Life Kingdom Ministries, where we believe in bringing the saltiness back to the believer and rightly dividing the word of truth and kingdom principles. It warmed my heart to hear the brother I believe it was Brother Randy. It warmed my heart.
Ronald,
I'm sorry. Yeah, it warmed my heart to hear him mention how we need to show one another more love. And what's funny about that is Brother Micah and Brother Seth will tell you that's one of the main things I talk about every time we're on. I talk about how the scripture said that's the way that they'll know you, by the love that you show one to another. And ironically, that is the most difficult scripture that we walk out. It's the most difficult scripture to walk out. It would appear anyway. But at any rate, welcome all of you. Welcome all of you. Waking up Israel. I'm waking up. I know who I am. I'm not confused. I still operate within the Christian church, but I know who I am.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I know, and I was also, it also warmed my heart to hear the first gentleman talk about how he was a minister in the Baptist church, and how, but the one thing he said was, he was, I think he said, he holds on to the truth. He stuck with the truth and the Holy Ghost. And said, you know what? Because here's the thing, and I'm not going to take any time, but
Yes.
It's clear to me that we oftentimes leave the Holy Ghost out. And it's because of him that we're able to see what we're able to see, and we're able to do what we're able to do. And oftentimes he gets lost in the sauce. So it warmed my heart to hear that he was being led of the Holy Ghost and not per se the Baptist church. So
I want to ask a boy and question, Purcell. Purcell, if I can interrupt there just for a second. Now,
yes,
Brother
sir.
Ronald said he was saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you getting that comment? Brother Jacob, did you say that? Purcell get that right? Just give me a yes, no answer.
Brother
Jacob.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm here. I was trying to get the other brother.
Brother Ronald.
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
So that is what I said. I said, this is your code.
Gotcha.
Or James.
Go ahead, Brother Purcell.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brother Purcell.
Yeah. Okay.
Wrap it up.
So that actually just actually was finished. That's really what kind of warmed my heart and perked my ears up, because it's important for us to remember who leads us and guides us into all truth. And oftentimes he fails to get mentioned. So I couldn't do it without the Holy Ghost. I couldn't be who I am without the Holy Ghost. I couldn't be as confident as I am without the Holy Ghost. I couldn't walk in the power and the demonstration of Jesus Christ without the Holy Ghost. So, again, it's your boy, Ambassador Purcell and Dale Porche, all the way out here in Cincinnati, Ohio, representing Salt Life Kingdom Ministries.
All right, brothers. I want to thank you, Purcell, and y'all just bear with me. I'm going to try to get everybody in. We have a lot of people on the lines, and what that means is I'm going to have to be saying, okay, I may cut you off. Don't take it the wrong way. I'm not being rude. It's just I'm trying to be careful of the time. Whenever we have this many, you have to do it like this. But I want to say to Sister Dale, thank you for that poem. I know we're moving on kind of fast, but I really appreciate you, Sister Dale. And everybody on this show is, to me, is respected beyond comprehension, because any of us the Holy Spirit could use. I'm nobody just because it's a podcast app, that means nothing. Holy Spirit can say something to Sister Thale that all of us had better adhere to. Holy Spirit can say something to Brother Purcell that all of us had better adhere to. Having said that, I did pause this show. Y'all don't hear me. I created this show with a certain topic, and I don't know if we're going to be here now, but I opened up talking about why are the churches still displaying the white Jesus? I said, churches, the name of this, our show, over at the Five Smooth Stone, the name of this show for us on this side is churches, stop displaying white Jesus, white Jews, and Bible. Tell the truth. And I went on to say, because y'all didn't hear this earlier, those of you that's coming off of Waking Up Israel radio show, y'all didn't hear this, so I'm going to say this. This is the topic we're trying to have. Yes, his truth is marching on. This is the show description. Yes, his truth is marching on, but with opposition from some churches. How can we teach eschatology, which is end time events, without acknowledging who the real Jews are? Of course, there are great churches doing great things spiritually, physically, mentally. But the ministers will have to give an account to the Father for the damage they know from these lying images. Many men of God, Yah, are highly intelligent and simply know better. They know that the people of the Bible are literally people of very dark skin, and they see dark-skinned people suffering all around them with a serious identity conflict. Yet, they are more concerned about a church split if they tell the truth. They should simply trust the same God or Yah that they have been teaching about. Even though the new identity in Christ trumps the flesh identity, this doesn't give them an alibi to participate in white supremacy. We need all truth to sustain us. And furthermore, the nations must know. Also, let's talk about biblical proof that African Americans and others scattered all over the earth are indeed lost tribes of Israel. So you see, there's two topics there. We're kind of getting on the pastors and churches and religious institutions for these white images, which is really nothing to say. That's just a comment. We can just move on past that. We're saying stop displaying these white images. So there's really nothing to talk about there. We're just saying stop displaying these images. And then I said we're going to get into proof that the people of the Bible were indeed Israelites. Now, Brother Michael, did you want to add something to those two topics? Really one topic that I have there. Did you want to add anything else? Because first I want to get into the Israelites, proof that African Americans are Israelites first. But did you have something else on the oven, in the oven?
Yes. Yes, sir. Not only that, I want to also add in a new covenant. I just want to touch on that. We don't have to dwell on it too much, because I think it'll hit real hard. And, the new covenant. I just want to add that in the mix. All right?
Okay. Out of respect for you, because this is not my show, this is our show. It's 5:43, so we got, I can't do the math that fast. So I would like to just make a comment, and then we're going to hit on proof that we're Israel, and then we can segue into the new covenant. So I want to make a statement really quickly. I hear people say, when I was awakened, and I truly was awakened by our identity in the flesh. But I want to say this to everybody listening, because, you know, I just come from my job, and there's some Hebrew Israelites there, and a lot of people are getting a misunderstanding about what the Father's doing with his people. So I'm going to make this quick statement, and I want Brother Michael to make a statement because he is the founder of his radio show, and then we got to go to the other callers, other guests. I want to say this. Being a Hebrew Israelite is not what anybody, it's not what this new group in New York is saying. So what happened at work at American Airlines, I shouldn't have said that name, but anyway, at work, there are these people that going around, and this one particular girl is very, very rude. And they said, she started acting a certain way, and I said, is she Israelite? And the guy said, yes. I said, I kind of figured it. Now, that's a shame. Now, watch this. I just knew based upon what he was saying what she was or what she was practicing. Then he says this to another girl, hey, there's a girl. What brought this girl up is there was a one girl saying to us that there's this lady asked to see her badge, and her badge was already showing. And she said she was very rude, though. I said, "What's she? Who is she?" He said, "Well, she wear a dress and da-da-da-da." And so she said, then again, she was rude to me at the door. And I'm going to get into how all that happened, but she was just rude, y'all. So this is what a manager said. He said, hey, he called this girl from Iran. Said, hey, what if I told you there was a girl in the warehouse, and we're talking about a warehouse of maybe 100 people. What if I told you of a girl that was rude, and I didn't tell you who it was? Who do you think it was? And she's talking about, the one girl, she laughed, and they laughed together. He just simply said a girl that was rude. He asked another person, hey, I want to ask you something. It was a guy, a black guy. He said, hey, if I told you about a planner, a builder that come in here and kind of give you a hard time, who you think of? And he said, oh, you talking about my one sister? Now, this is what I'm talking about. There are people going around saying they are Hebrew Israelites, and they try to speak for all Hebrew Israelites. So I want to make it very clear for those listening to this show, nobody can tell how Hebrew Israelites are to live but the Most High. No, the Father didn't give anybody the authority to go start up some called Hebrew Israelites. Hebrew Israelites are a people scattered throughout the four corners. They're Jews. They're the real Jews. And it's a DNA thing. It's bloodline. All right? And they were scattered because of the rebellion of their foreparents. Black people in America are those people. Now, the Father did something with Christ. He constituted grace and said that those that worship me now must worship me in spirit and in truth. Okay, now I still believe that those Israelites is required to live a certain way, but first and foremost, it has to be, they have to be spiritual Jews. So when I hear people say I was awakened, I want everybody to know what it means to me to say that when I say it. Number one, me being born again is chief above anything I can ever do in the flesh. Well, Brother Seth, why have you been on this network talking about we Israelites for the last 2011 and since 1991, going all over the world teaching this? Because you won't understand why you're in America. You won't understand who these white people are that rule over us. You won't have love for each other. You're not going to understand why the Father did this to these people. It's going to look like he's just picking on these people, and that's what a lot of people think about African Americans. They just feel like we just curse for no reason. So once they found out we Israelites, we go from niggers to royalty. You could be beat down by the Most High as a nation, which is what he allowed to happen to us by the people from the north, and yet be royalty. So I teach we Israel from a different perspective. These newbies that's coming along, that's in New York and all over this new movement, they have a different spin. A lot of what they're saying is true. They're very sharp at things, but I don't think they speak for the nation of Israel, which is in China, which is in Australia, which is in the four, five, all the continents. Except, you know, of course, the Iceland, though. But I'm just saying, there is no spokesman for us. I'm not trying to recruit people to be Hebrew Israelites. I'm trying to recruit people to turn to the Most High, no matter what the ethnic backup is. But I have a message for everyone listening, whites, Chinese listening, Japanese listening, because this Blog Talk Radio, my message to them is, hey, African Americans are Israel. That's why we're malfunctioning. Now that you know who the real Jews are, what's your response? Hey, over in South Africa, Limba, it's Israel. Hey, we're scattered to West Africa. We're in India. This is not no American black thing. You see what I'm saying? So when I say I'm waking, I'm talking about being born again. That's the first, that's the best that I can do. I needed to know I'm Israel to understand my sojourn in America. But in terms of going before the Most High, I'm like the Apostle Paul. Hear me out, brothers and sisters, and I'm relinquishing the mic. Relinquishing the mic. I count it dung. It has no value going before the Most High. I must go through the blood of Christ. I must go through Yeshua. I must be born again. When he talks about how we are one in Christ, we're hid in Christ. Our identity is hid. But yes, he went to my people first, and he used my people to teach the world about him. Yah did. God did. So he used my people to get the gospel to the whole world. But he is not done with my people. The Bible says in the latter days he's going to resurrect a remnant of my people because of a covenant he had with my forefather. Why he needed Israel. Not to be talking about we hate the white man and beating up on white folks and being rude and all these things. I'm not saying nobody on this line is participating in these things. Brother Michael, I've said a lot. It's in your hands, and then we can go around robin with the co-host.
All right, all right. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Just to kind of add to what you're saying, there are some differences in the body of Christ and the differences of how we believe. But like you just said, brother, with the Holy Spirit, there's nothing that we can overcome, all right? Now, as anybody that's been following our series, they kind of understand the point of views that we already share. But for our new listeners, I believe in keeping these commandments, all right? That's the will of God. And I'm hoping that for what Brother Self just laid down and the things that I'm hoping to lay down, that light can come from this. There is a scripture about the witnesses. Two or more are together. Christ is in that presence. And I believe that he's over this call log that we're on, this broadcast that we're on. And I really want his light to shine today on our show and that everyone can be edified. Okay, now with that being said, apparently I got a limit of the callers that can be at this sort of round table, if you will. And there's brothers that's trying to come on right now. So I'm asking if Brother Ronald, Sister Dale, if you guys wouldn't mind to probably hang up and call right back in. That way we can get more brothers on this round table, I guess, if you would. And we can kind of rotate you guys during the show.
Hey, brother, right. Hold on before you do that, Brother Michael. Just let me know if this. Hold on before anybody do anything. Do you want to call me on your little phone right above your switchboard, and maybe everybody can stay where they're at? I don't know what you're doing that they have to hang up and call back. I think you called me on a cell or something, but you can call my number. You can just write. You can. So I don't know if you want to do that or not. Does that help? I can give you my phone number.
No, sir. The way I got it set up now is, the way I always been doing it. I don't want to switch it up and mess anything up right now. So I'm working with it.
Do what you got to do then.
Yeah, but next go around, I will keep that in mind. All right.
Not a problem. Go ahead.
Okay.
Did you
need
a minute? I can let Purcell comment while you're doing it, or did you want to keep commenting while they call back?
Yeah, Sister Thale, you can stay put. I think Brother Ronald just dropped off. All right, I got two numbers that just popped in. Let me open up the lines. And three callers just called. Okay, let me open up the lines and introduce themselves real quick. Error code 229.
Hey,
error code
Michael.
All right, this is Michael, Brother Michael.
Yeah, this is Michael.
Okay, Michael. All right. Can you introduce yourself, brother?
Yeah, I just want to say shalom to Yaakov. I made it in here. Yeah, so hello, everyone. Shalom to everybody. My name is my adopted or given name by the Holy Spirit. And I know we have Micah explained to me that we have a lot of new listeners. So I'll try to keep it simple with terminology that people
are
familiar with.
Yeah, about 30 seconds, if you don't mind, brother. Brother Michael, make it about 30 seconds if you could because of the length of co-hosts.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Well, my name is Mikael Sankofa, but my birth given name is Michael Johnson. So I don't even know where to start, no more than I've always been asking for or searching for the truth ever since I was a teenager. I just knew something was not right. Looking at it from hindsight 2020, or looking at it from, you know, where I am right now, it was the Ruach HaKodesh that was nudging me, showing me things. So I'm a widower, single parent, have a son, have two biological sons and a stepson, a baby boy, he's going into the 12th grade. I lost my wife back in 2017. I have been consistently a student of the scriptures, and I came into the knowledge of our ethnicity of being the sons of Jacob back in right after my wife passed away. I would say a little bit after 2017, about toward June. So that's just me just introducing myself. I had a radio show back in 2019 as well, and Yahuwah was very gracious and allowed me meeting some very some other Israelites that were leaders. So thank you.
Amen.
All right, and I know you wanted to make it short, but also you got projects going on with Ron Dalton. That's big stuff. All right, but I know we wanted to make it short. All right, brother, I'm going to go ahead and open up another line. Area code 832, you are live on the air. Area code 832. Hey, brother, you are live
on
the air.
Yeah, brother Michael, this is I hung up and tried to call back to merge Apostle Curtis in, so it's just me again. I don't need to reintroduce myself, I don't think. Just trying to get these phone lines straightened out where we can all get in here. I will say, you can go to the next line.
Hold on before you do that, if I can, Brother Michael and Brother. Is this Brother Ronald?
No, this is Brother Yakub.
Okay, Brother Yakub, would you able to
this is Brother Yakub.
Okay, Brother Yakub, were you able to get past the gentleman you spoke of?
Yeah, and because you guys are talking, he's still listening in on the line, but we kind of didn't know there was a specific topic, and, you know, he's going to continue to listen unless you just want him in, but we were not prepared for a specific topic.
I mean, we just want to get everybody quick intros just so we can get into the meat of the matter.
Gotcha. Another caller.
Say hello, that's not a problem.
Gotcha. Erico 318, you are live on the air. Erico
318.
Shalawan, Mark. Shalawan. This is Brother Jet, right?
Yes, Brother Jet. Some call me Brother Wayne, and go by Benyamin.
Benyamin.
Like,
okay,
Benjamin.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
Benyamin. Yes, and I've been in the truth, came along in the truth about 2007. And I fellowship with quite a few brothers. But I've been studying and researching on my own. I had to eat that roll. You know, it was sweet in the mouth, but bitter sometimes.
Bitter too.
But that's okay. I'm still hanging in there.
But
to be here. And, all right, Shalawam.
All right.
Well, Shalawam,
Brother Mika,
everybody.
Micah, can
so
you?
So listen, Brother Michael. Okay, here's the way we're going to do it and Brother Michael, let me know, you can override me. Let's just say it like this. You're the only one that can override me, okay? So if you need me to step down or back up, be bold about it because I don't know how I sound to y'all, and I don't want to come off as rude to anybody. But here's what I want to do. I want to go round robin start when we're going to go to Cincinnati first, and then we can go back to Sister Thel, and then we can go to I'll let you, Brother Michael, determine because this is your callers. You can let whoever you want to go in what order. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use a timer, brothers and sisters, and the timer is going to be 4 minutes. I got a 4-minute timer. And within 4 minutes, I want every one of you to let us know, how did you find out we was Israel? But before we do that, I want Brother Priscilla have any comments, because he's heard a lot, and he is with me on my Five Smooth Stone Network, so I want him to comment on what he's heard so far. Then after Purcell, we're going to turn over to Brother Micah. And Brother Micah, you just go round robin, and y'all keep the noise down. This is not going to work if anybody have noise on their line. So I don't want to keep talking about it. If you're not speaking, it's probably best to mute your phone. Mute your phone if you're not talking. But, again, Brother Purcell, I want you to go about 2 or 3 minutes, no more than, let's just say 2 minutes, and anything you've heard. And then when we go to Brother Micah, Brother Mike, I want your guests and co-hosts to let us know, how do they know we Israel? What did it for them? And why is it important? And I'm going to put them on a – I think I should put everybody on a four-minute timer, all right? So, Brother Purcell, go ahead, and then Brother Michael.
Okay.
2 minutes.
I probably don't need that long because I'm actually wanting to enjoy – the participation and hearing the various perspectives. However, what I do want to touch on is what you were talking about, Seth. You were talking about the rudeness and people being identified as Hebrews that are rude and who are putting this image out here that is really giving the Hebrew movement, if you will, a black eye.
Yeah.
I didn't understand how important it was that the Father gave me the name Ambassador once I began to walk in who I am. But I later began to see it. An ambassador just simply means representative. And I represent Christ in the earth. My lifestyle should say that without me opening up my mouth, and my conversation should say that. The way I handle people should say that. The love that I show one to another should say that. You know, a lot of this stuff is not really rocket science. I didn't really know that the whole Hebrew thing had nothing to do with race. I didn't know that. I didn't really understand that I was just one of the people of the Bible, the actual people that the Bible is speaking of. But I was excited to know. I was excited to know. There are several people in the earth right now that say, "Oh, that don't matter." We started off talking about the white image of Jesus. "Oh, that don't matter." Yeah, it do. Yes, it does. It matters a great deal. Part of what you was talking about was that whole image that we project. And I think the way I understand it is there's a difference between arrogance and confidence. And I think the problem with that image is the arrogance of it. It's the arrogance and not the humility of Christ. I don't believe that they're being led of the Holy Ghost. But that's just me talking.
Yeah, amen.
Right on.
So that's kind of where I'm at. The difference is arrogance and confidence.
Okay.
My confidence is in the power of God. It's that simple. Over the power of Yah, I don't want to defend nobody. The power of Yah, I haven't got into the habit of Yeshua HaMashiach. I haven't gotten into the habit of that dialect, so I don't want to offend anybody. So please don't be offended about how I talk about the Father, my Father, how I talk about my Savior.
Amen. Well, Priscilla,
I am interested.
Let me do this for time's sake, because just for time's sake, we've been on 2 minutes. Again, y'all, we got to stick with the timer. But listen, Purcell, I appreciate you bringing up the whole bit just at the end there, because we're going to say it how we've been taught and where we're at. If somebody want to say, "Jesus, the Bible says, every knee shall bow, Purcell Ambassador, and every tongue means it's going to be a different tongue. So if over here they call him Yeshua, and over there they call him Yahweh, and over here they call him Jesus, if it's a different tongue, these are Americans, this is a new nation, it's a new tongue. Long as you're talking about that water walker, Mary's baby, the Father know you're talking about. This is what I mean by getting into the spirit of things, because, I mean, we're changing our minds anyway. Even the ones that are saying Yeshua or whatever, they're changing it. So there's got to be something that don't miss, and that is the spirit. Brother Percy, I appreciate those words. Brother Michael, go ahead and introduce your guests, and everybody again, we're putting you on a four-minute timer. And Brother Michael, I don't know if you want to go first or not, but we want to ask the question to every one of your guests and co-hosts. How do you know African-Americans? And why is it important? Folks, watch the time. I'm putting you on the timer. Go ahead, Brother Michael.
All right, y'all. I try to keep it real simple without the details of my testimony of that awakening period. How I know that we are the people, basically on knowledge of Black history. All right.
I'm starting to time on you, Brother Mac. Go right ahead.
All right. I was raised up in a household that preached to us Black history, where we came from. We watched movies like Roots. We watched Shaka Zulu. We watched giving honor to Martin Luther King and his speeches and the whole history of Black history as far as we knew it, right? And so the connecting it to the Bible was something that was missing. That was that missing link. And when I heard a brother talking, comparing the slave trade and how significant it was, how huge, transporting one people around the globe in slavery, right? Something that huge is not in our scriptures. But the scriptures talks about the end days and when these people are scattered around, right? But we never connected that. We never connected the scriptures to the plight of the slave trade. Right? So when I heard those comparisons, when I see in scriptures in details of what the people of God is going to go through and how they will be ignorant of their identity and who they are and what is it all about, this spanking. It turns out that he loves us dearly. We're going through a spanking right now, right? And he compared this spanking to the beginning of the Bible and speaking about Egypt. When I pull you out and all the places that you scattered from, this is, I wanted you, it's going to come full circle. What your ancestors were dealing with, now you understand why I was like that toward your ancestors. Now it's going to come full circle. And these scriptures highlight that. These scriptures brung it out. That opened me up wide open. So like, we are these people. And it really didn't take a heavy, long list breakdown of it. It's just that simple, like a snap of the fingers, bam, I was just all diving all into it. It didn't take a lot of convincing. I just knew it when I heard it. It just came so natural like that. Almost like the Most High already prepared me to be opened up to receive such a revelation. Ain't nobody had to talk me into it, okay? But I'm going to go ahead, and with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic if you can stop my time. I can go ahead and pass the mic.
Brother Michael.
To the next song. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
If you want to go, because it's 4 minutes now. You haven't went but like a minute. So it's up to you, I don't want to come back to you with the same questions. So it's up to you. I can start a fresh 4 minutes with another person.
Yes, that's what I want you to do. Start it over, because we got a lot that we want to get out, and we want to go ahead and knock this out.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and introduce the next person.
All right. Let's see. Area code 318 is Brother Jet. How about you go ahead and, hold that, Brother Jet. Let's go to Sister Thale. I want to hear from Sister Thale. All right. Sister Thale, your line is
yes,
open.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate it. And since I'm a talker and I can't go over, you know, 4 minutes is good, great. But I'm just going to say this. I've been a Christian all my life. I understand where Brother Seth is coming from, and I totally agree. So I am going to say, as I said before, that my heart and my mind and my spirit is open, because I do want everyone to be saved. I know my Savior. He came back for all of us, and we just need to know who we are. So I know who I am now through, like the other brother said, when I read the scriptures, Deuteronomy 28, all of the, and I started diving in, doing my own research after I heard, I mean, really and truly, it wasn't poured down my throat, but I was given information to go and research for myself. And that's when I became hungry for more. But that means that I still was who I was, my Lord and Savior in Christ. He was my Savior. And I still had all the values and everything that I had believed in all this time. The only thing that I missed was identity. But now that I'm seeing who I am, because I never knew, I'm just learning more and more about that. So you see, brother, we are powerful when we know who we are, why we are who we are, and how we can reach out to everyone else. See, that's it, because we're all was created by one creator. We all, and no matter what the name is called, like you said, he knows. The Spirit knows. And I believe the Spirit knew me before I knew I was a Hebrew Israelite. He knew me. And so if you have a personal relationship and you have the Spirit of the Messiah, the Christ, which is from my Father, then you have what it takes to continue to grow and just stay in step, stay on the path, and do not go from one side to the other and da-da-da-da-da. All you want to do is continue to grow, and you continue to grow by continuing to listen and opening up your heart and let the Holy Spirit get in there, and it's going to help lead you and direct you. You're going to know it in your spirit, because the ultimate goal is that you want to walk along Christ, because he is the way to the Father. There's only one way, and he's the way. And that's all I have to say, and I'm going to be listening to you, brothers, and I'm going to just take myself on mute and take myself out and just be a listener. I appreciate everyone. I hope everyone have a blessed week, and goodbye, and thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Sister. All right,
okay,
up next.
Michael, next.
Area code 318. That's Brother Jet.
Shalom.
Jet, are you still with us? All right.
Yeah.
So what woke you up that you are Hebrew Israelite, brother? Mm-hmm.
Well, I church since I was young, and I always wondered about things. And I read the Bible back and forth. I always read it all my life. But what hit me was that these children of Israel.
Can I interrupt just for a second, Brother Michael?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I interrupt just for a second? I want everybody to think about something, okay? I put it out there that we're going to be giving proof of Israel. And I appreciate everybody that has went forward. And I know some people is long-winded. Everybody's not like Brother Seth, can talk nonstop. So I just want you brothers to relax and really take your time. It's okay. If you go 4 minutes, if that beeper goes off, that alarm goes, it's not a big deal. This is a time to let our brothers and sisters know that do not believe we're Israel. Again, these pastors with these white images, remember, that's what we're attacking. And they're saying, y'all ain't no Jews. What are y'all talking about? So this is our time to say, listen, you heard Sister Thale, you heard from Brother Micah, now it's y'all's time. Take your time and let them know what did it for you. It may not do it for them, but it may. Go right ahead, brothers.
Okay, yes. Well, I wonder where the children of Israel went to in the New, you know, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, because it talks about Jew and Gentile. So I always wondered about it until my wife's nephew came, and he told me that we were the children of Israel. And I always wondered about our people because we were special. You know, we can, you know, fix on anything. You know, they call it, you know, the ninja rig, you know, fix on things like that. And once he told me, it all made sense. And that's when I started digging deeper and learning how to do line upon line, precept upon precept. But I'm not going to hold you. I'm at work right now. That's why you hear a lot of noise in the background. But I praise the Father for you, brothers and sisters.
All right, Brother Jet.
Okay.
All right, Shalom, brother. I'm going to put you back on hold. All right. Eric code 229. I think that's Brother James. Is it? No, it's Brother Mickey L. Eric code 229. Oh. Okay, Eric code 229. All right. Eric,
step away. Go to the next one.
Yeah, I'm here.
Eric code 3. Okay. All right. Did you hear the question, brother? Mickey L. All right. Let's go into some scriptures, because apparently there's some brothers and sisters that it requires us, you know, doing a breakdown. They want to hear the breakdown of it. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. But let's go in there. Let's see, what Brother Mickey L, what the scripture should we go ahead and start with? All right, let's go to Deuteronomy. To me, Deuteronomy is a real powerful man. It's real deep. But is before I go to Deuteronomy, is that where you wanted to go, or is there another scripture? I'll pull it up and read it if you need me to.
Well,
Brother Mickey L. Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So, no, I'm kind of listening, but I'm a brother where I dig deep, like the commandments that the Messiah gave about building a house upon a sand and building a house upon a rock.
Right.
The woman that find the pearl of great price, that's a literal searching out the word and get it on your knees and humbling oneself and begging for the truth. I am a student of the Hebrew language because that's where the scriptures is written from. I'm going to put out there what's been shown to me. Yes, I do have the Ruach HaKodesh. Yes, he has been very, very active, not only with me, but with my son. I study what's called eschatology, which is the study of end times. I've been doing that now for 27 years. It's been layered.
If I can interrupt just for a second, do me a favor, brother. Just this is one of those interruptions. I want y'all to understand my heart, okay? I want you to, if you could, if it's possible, for time's sake, because Brother Kenwin has a whole nother topic he wants to deal with, and that's going to take some time. So I need y'all brothers to focus on the answer. The question is, how do you know we're Jews? You're standing before, I don't know, the nation. Mike is in front of you, and all these pastors and Christians are saying, we ain't no Jews, we Gentile. Bro, where you get that from? How are you going to convince them? Now, I know that the Holy Spirit does the convincing. I understand that, but sometimes we have to provide scripture, or you can do like Sister Thel and Brother Michael talk about the Spirit. That's just as strong as the scriptures, but you got to let them know what did it for you. How do you know we Israel?
Well, there's Isaiah 42.
All right, Isaiah 42.
Yes.
Or what verse, brother? Hmm. Okay. All right. Why are you finding that verse?
Starting with verse 18.
Hear ye deaf, and look, and ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? All right. 20. Seeing many things, but thou observe not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. All right. Is there how far you want me to go, brother?
Keep going.
Okay. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord? He against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about, yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. That's the end of 42.
Okay, so for this prophecy right here, Yahuwah, I'm calling him by his name when you look it up in the Old Testament. H3068 is Yod Heh Wah Heh. So I'm calling him by his Hebrew name, which has been hidden from us as well. So I call him Yahuwah, and I call his son Yahusha. So Yahuwah has always been, like, send people my way about the first or second or third time to get my attention, especially when I go in prayer. So that's how it came to me. And one of the things I used to always wonder is, why were we treated uniquely different than other nations? Why was our neighborhood falling in such the state that it's in right now, no matter where we live? Why is it that every time we're pulled over by the police officers or whatever, whether we're doing things right or not, we would get shot, and there was no justice for that? I mean, the list goes on and on and on. The civil rights movement, right? The prison system. So in this prophecy, when it says, see many things and observe not, that's spiritual blindness. That's not having to do with your physical ears or your physical eyes. He's talking about blinded spiritually. You see these things happening, but we're not connecting because we've been indoctrinated by something else that looks like the real thing. And I'm speaking about Vatican-owned Christianity, because that's who owns it. That's why we have service on the first day of the week. So when you read the scriptures, it says, Yahuwah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify, and that word law is Torah, which is the first five books, and make it honorable, because we got indoctrinated into our oppressor's way of life without even knowing it. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison systems. When you say houses, but it's talking about the prison system. They are for a prey, and none delivered for a spoil, and none say restore. All of our people, and the list is long, and there's no justice for them, ever. The rest of them get justice. When our kids go before these magistrate courts or whatever the case may be, they could just be in the wrong place at the wrong time. They don't even care. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob, he's talking about us,
for a spoil. Our enemies, our oppressors spoil us. And Yisrael, which is the 10 northern tribes, to the robbers. And did not Yahuwah, he against whom we have sinned, because it was us out of all the nations that had a personal relationship with the true creator of the universe. And his son came out of us. So he made a covenant with us. And that covenant is still binding, even though we're scattered amongst the nations. And he said, for they would not walk in his ways, and neither would they be obedient unto his Torah, the culture that we lost. Therefore, he has poured upon us the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. It has set us on roundabout, but we knew not. In other words, we were not aware that we was under his wrath. And let me read one
All
other
right.
one, please.
Okay, okay. Right.
No, you're doing good.
One other one.
Fire at it, brother.
One other one.
Go on another 2 minutes with that. Keep on.
All right, where you want me to go to?
Hold on just a second. I want you to go to Amos chapter 3.
Yeah, right.
Now,
okay,
let me say
all right.
this to the
okay.
listeners that are out there. Once you see, this is not a fifth thing. This is something that Yahuwah has to give us this understanding. He has to open up the darkness and bring the light into our understanding. When you see darkness, it's talking about ignorance. So here he says,
right.
and I've always said this as a child. I've said, well, why are we always treated differently? So check out what he says right here, Amos. Hear this word that Yahuwah has spoken against you, O children of Yisrael, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, Mizraim, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquity. Now listen to what he says. He removes all opinions out the way. Because the scriptures is written to chastise us to get our minds in his ways. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a shofar or a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and Yahuwah has not done it? Surely Adonai Yahuwah will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servant, the prophet. The reason I read this is because if you pay attention, and we are, and there's a word you can actually look up, Etymology Online, and I'm speaking to the listeners, and look up diaspora or diaspora. It's only applied to one particular people, the black diaspora, and that's those people who were scattered amongst the nations. Off the coast of Africa, some of them was here already in America, but I'll go ahead and rest the plane. Thank you very much.
All right. But you said that all you got to do is type in diaspora? Oh, man.
Yeah,
you
can,
I
study
think...
tool.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you can go into Etymology Online.
Uh-huh.
Type in diaspora.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm going to look into
point
that.
Out and show us who... It actually points toward us. We're the only people who were scattered, not any other nation. and I lay my mind.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going in meeting.
Now,
thank you.
Now, who was that just spoke? Who was that just spoke?
That's Brother Mickey L.
Oh, Brother Mickey L. Very, really, really appreciated that, brother. Appreciate that. And to just to take it back real quick, because this is not my time. I'm going to go my four minutes or whatever we go, because everybody's not taking their 4 minutes, and I'm going to pick up those minutes if possible. So listen, I'll go last. But, brother, thank you. That's what we're looking for. Also, it may be spiritual. You may say, just the spirit gave me a vision. You may say it was a dream, because some people is not down with the scriptures. I mean, they literally doubt the scriptures. So it may take something else for them. But, Brother Michael, go ahead with your next guest. I want to just add this one little thing to what he said. This reminded me of something. What dictionary is that says the definition of, they say, not the Negro? Y'all can't think right now. My mind is
Zondervan.
I know all
the Zondervan Bible Dictionary.
Go ahead. What did it say?
The Zondervan Bible Dictionary.
Yeah, you want me to pull it up? I can pull it up.
No, for time's sake, let everybody know what it says. I just
okay.
I'm working
well,
on a lot of things.
It was named
together.
Okay. Well, in a nutshell, I can't go word for word, but what it was saying in the Zondervan Bible Dictionary, that it was naming the families of Ham, and it said not the Negro. All right. There's a bunch of families in Ham, but Negro wasn't a part of it. All right?
So
we
not the so-called African-American.
Right on. Yes, sir.
So one more time. Say that again.
Yeah. Of the families of...
People will listen to those white people. So
yes,
go ahead.
They will.
Repeat that.
Oh, yeah. You're telling the truth on that one. Of the families of Ham, the Zondervan Bible Dictionary do not list Negro. It specifically says... not the Negro, all right? Negro is not part of that Hamitic family. And that's something very heavy coming from a Zondervan Bible Dictionary. It was put together by some scholars of that time period, and they put that in there, all right? And,
okay, brother.
All right. All right. Now next
I can read that if you want me to.
No. For time's sake, no. Listen, brothers.
Okay.
For time's sake, because trust me, it's going to run out real quick here. Next guest.
Right.
Y'all can research that. We gave y'all enough information.
Okay. Area code 832. Is that Brother James? Brother James?
And also, the brother
yes,
that
sir,
just
I'm
spoke,
here.
Can you mute us, the one that just spoke, Brother Michael, because you had some
okay.
chirping. Somebody got some chirping on their line. It's like a bird or something going on there. All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so this is Brother Jacob or James. So for me, the thing that woke me up is, you know, reading. I'll start with Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28, starting around verse 15. You could. I'll read Deuteronomy 28:1 so that everybody will know that Moses, I'll start 28:1. And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on the earth. And he was talking to Israel at this time. And so from there, for time's sake, if you get down to Deuteronomy 28, starting at verse 15, and you go through the curses of Israel. First of all, those curses were to be a sign upon Israel for all the nations to see. So you have to understand that, you know, the curses that were put on Israel, they were a sign. And to go through some of those curses, I'm going to try to grab just a few of them. I won't grab all of the verses for time's sake, but
and Brother Yaakov,
for
if you please
yes, sir.
Me, but quick interjection, but I think this is going to help what you're saying. He is absolutely on point, brothers and sisters. And Deuteronomy 28:46 says that these curses of blessings are going to be upon Israel forever. So why this brother, when he begin to read these scriptures, and anybody reads scriptures, remember, Moshe said that these blessings or curses, whichever they, if they obey, it's going to be the blessing. If they disobey, it's going to be the curse. It's going to be upon them forever. 2023 is included in that time frame. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And as you read Deuteronomy 28, when you go through the curses to make it short, and I will read some of the verses, but these curses only match eight people. They only match eight people. They don't match everybody. And I think Mikael was referring to some of the history that we have to know. There's biblical history. And let me say this, too. I've done DNA research, you know, just out of, you know, because it was popular at the time. I didn't know anything about the awakening. I've done the ancestry DNA, GED method. I've done all these things long before I knew about who we were in the Bible. And all I found out from that was black people or African Americans or the Negroes are from West Africa. That's pretty much all I got from that. But and then also at looking at other African Americans or Negroes, everybody's video that I looked at before I got mine back, I was researching and seeing where people were coming from. Everybody comes from West Africa. Almost everybody that you run across comes from West Africa. But so I had that, and that's pretty much okay. We black and we come from West Africa. But at a point when I started researching and trying, because my wife asked me one day, why is it that black people seem like we're always at the bottom of the ladder? Why is it that black people always catch all this hell in this world? And she asked me that several times throughout our marriage, but that day that she asked me that, it kind of stuck with me. And so I started, you know, researching the Bible, and I understand that all answers come from God. There's nothing new under the sun, so it's got to be there somewhere. It has to be in the Word somewhere. You know, who are we, you know, and why do we go through these things that we go through? And so as I began to read Deuteronomy 28.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's
Let me stop. Hold on one
that's
second.
Okay.
Let me stop that.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and go another 2 minutes because nobody's quite going there 4 minutes. So go right here. I'll give you a fresh 3 minutes.
Yeah, so as I started researching those things and you know, and getting into Deuteronomy 28, I saw the curses. And I began to understand that say, for instance, Deuteronomy 28:37 says, "And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee." Well, if you do some more research and look into that more, we were the people that were led to the four corners of the earth. We were scattered all over the place. We are, and we were, and are still. Now I got fire trucks going by. Sorry about that. But we are an astonishment to all people. You know, we are the proverb. We are the byword among all nations. No matter where you go to in this world, every continent that we are on, we are – everybody got a word for nigger. I just put it that way. Everybody got a word for that. We are nigger. We are cushy. We are monkeys. We're, you know, coons. Everybody has a byword for us, and it's not and it's not like, you know, we use bywords, peck of wood, honky, cracker, but that's not on all the continents of the earth. These things happen to us. These things happen to us no matter where we are, and we were taken to all the places where we're referred to by those names. Deuteronomy 28:30, thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and thou shalt gather little. Yeah, we have always done this as a people since we have been in this country, and I'll speak in the as far as the Americas go, even though there was the Arab trade slave as well, and those people were treated the same way. And no matter, you know, where we were in servitude, we were in slavery. And everything we do, have done, and are doing right now it's only to better everyone else. It doesn't better us, no matter what we do, because those curses are up on us. You know, we would take a wife and you know, another man will lay with her. Who did that happen to? Those curses don't match anybody but us.
All right.
We would have children, and we didn't get to enjoy them because they were sold into to slavery. Who did that happen to? Okay. Nobody but us. None of those things happened to any other those people in the land of Israel right now, the Jewish people. Those things never happened to those people. They had their skirmishes. They had their, you know, their misfortune and bad things that happened to them. But those things didn't happen to them. And one of the biggest things was Deuteronomy 28 and I think 68, where we were, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. Well, if you look into Egypt and if you understand that Egypt is synonymous with the land of bondage, well, we were taken into bondage again with ships. When the people left Egypt the first time, they walked away. The second time, we sailed away. We were taken away to a land that we didn't know and our forefathers didn't know, and we heard languages that we never heard. There are many things. I'm trying to make this short and sweet. Thou shalt see it no more again. That and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bond men and bond women, slave men, slave women, and no man shall buy you or no man shall redeem you. We are going to continue to be in the state that we are in as a people until we come back to the Most High. One of the things also that I used to always hear in church,
all right,
and it always kind of...
James.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Brother James.
Go ahead, Brother Michael.
Yeah,
I know I'm texting you, but go ahead and let that last brother, let him finish that last thing he's going to say. Give him about another 45 seconds, please.
No. There's one brother that I've been having his hands up, and I'm sorry to cut you short, Brother James, but I really want to get this last brother in, all right? Brother Ronald, I see you've been waiting with your hand up. I'm coming, brother. I'm coming. You got to make it kind of quick, brother. We're ready for a break. All right, you are live on the air, Brother Ronald. Brother Ronald?
Yes, I've been listening. Yes, sir, I've been listening, yeah. We are definitely the people of the book. Yes, there's no question about it. You know, and it's important for us to know this truth as a people. You know.
Gotcha. Is there certain scripture you want to point at? There's certain scripture you want to go through, brother?
Deuteronomy,
I'll read it for you.
Deuteronomy 28:15.
Okay, I think we done read that one. We already read 15.
Okay, have you read 48?
No, we haven't read 48. No, we haven't read that
one. Yeah, read 48.
Okay. Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. All right? You want to hit 49 also?
Yeah.
The Lord shall bring a nation
yeah.
against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor shew favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, and he shall eat the and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. All right? You want me to keep going, brother, or?
No, you can start right there. So by
right.
reading that, we have to go to our enemies for everything, and we know that we are under the rule of the European, the Gentile kingdom, you know. So we have to go to them for everything, for license, for food, for everything. But the Bible calls us kings and priests. We are royalty, you know. But we're in this position because we sinned against Yah, and we broke his commandments. But it's not going to be like this for long.
Right.
Okay. Their time is going to be up pretty soon.
Gotcha. All right. Brother Self, you want to go ahead and just take that break? I'm sorry to cut you off like that.
To the last gentleman, all of y'all did very well, very well. And I cannot wait to the next topic. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to come back and give my explanation of how I believe we are. So I'm going to go a little longer than 4 minutes because some of y'all didn't go 4 minutes. But around about 30 minutes from now, we're going to hit on this new covenant. So the last 45 minutes of this program, we're going to roll over, brothers and sisters. Again, those of you listening online that is really enjoying this, did y'all hear me? We're going to roll over. What that means is 15 minutes, this show is going to cut off for you. If you want to continue listening, because we are about to go deep, call the phone number. The phone number at the Five Swinstone Network is 914-205-5590. Brother Micah, give him your phone number.
All right, the number is 563-999-3490. I had already knew that we was going to, you know, come out with a lot of information, so my show is not going to cut off in the next 15 minutes. We're rolling over. But it's all good.
Yeah, but,
still call either
you started
one number.
At 5, right? Hold on, Brother Michael. You started at 5, right?
Yes, sir. But I made the link other show.
Online, they can't hear past 7.
Yes, on your end, brother. On your end. They can on mine.
Oh,
I believe.
You must have. Oh,
yes.
Wow. I thought you had a 2-hour show.
No, sir. That's
my
what
bad.
I'm trying to say. All right. That's what
my
I'm
bad.
Trying to say.
You're in the big league.
I hear you. But yeah, I just one of those subjects that I knew it was going to, we were going to come out with a lot. So I geared it up that way.
Okay.
But nevertheless, I will operate like we're two, though. Okay?
All right. No. Well, brothers and sisters, Brother Kenwin, if you call Brother Kenwin's number, you can keep listening if you clicked on Waking Up Israel's link. But if you clicked on the Five Smooth Stone link, your show going to go off at 7 unless you call the phone number. So you want to go to Blog Talk Radio and go to Waking Up Israel Radio Show, and then you can keep listening to 8. Okay? Again, call the show, brother and sister. This is going to take a little short break. Not going to play all of these songs because I want everybody to take a drink, take a deep breath, say a little prayer for the show, for the rest of it, and we're going to swing. We got 30 more minutes to talk about proof of us being Israelites, and then we're going to get into the new covenant. Are we into the new covenant? Are we in the old covenant? Are we on the boat? This is a big confusion among the Israelites. Check this out, y'all. We're going to Nigeria, everybody. This is Nigerians coming at you.
All right, Brother Self, can you
when
put me on?
When I think upon your goodness.
Hold on, what you
all
say,
right.
Brother?
Yes, sir, I wanted to put me on hold. Make sure you put my line on hold. I was going to play a different song. Okay, that's all.
Okay, all right. We'll be back in 2 minutes, though. All right, folks.
Muted.
When I think upon your goodness and your faithfulness each day,
Okay, all right. I guess that's the only way to do it. All right, here we go, y'all.
Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I made a promise, can't nobody take it. I chose to put you above all the nations. Out of your graves, I chose to awaken. We made a covenant, don't you forsake it. Come get protected while they going crazy. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. I woke you up in your land of captivity. I do not change, I want you to remember me. Laws and commandments, I gave you the remedy. Go read the testimonies for your memory. I sent them prophets, but you wasn't hearing me. I come to you if you really come near to me. I heard your cry, now it's time to say it to me. I know what got you from all of your enemies. Who you know open the sea? Them waters are bitter, but I made it sweet. Case you ain't know how to swim, I'm your protector, so I made you walk on your feet. This a reminder you married to me. I just want you to be all I called you to be. They called you niggas, but I made you priests. I'm about to give you back everything. I'm sending plagues for you. I'm sending boys drying up rivers. I leave them dead for you. To Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. To Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. For you, you only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home, Israel. I'm the reason you in captivity. We made a covenant, you ain't remember me. You broke the covenant, I sent your enemies. Get out my land since you wasn't fearing me. I'm the reason they put you in chains. I'm the reason they switched up your name. I'm the reason why you in the hood. I'm the reason of all your pain. I'm sending floors, fast, daily. Think I don't love you. Y'all my babies, gave my son. Must be crazy. Come out that system, come out of that lady. They got that military, it would not phase me. It would not move me, it would not graze me. Remember Egypt, I did all that for my people. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home, Israel.
And that thing took forever. I thought I could pull off in 2 minutes, but I couldn't. We want to thank Waking Up Israel Radio Show for joining us today with some very intelligent men of Yah. Powerful brothers, every single one of them. And Sister Thale, thanks for her poems early on to the mothers out there, especially to my mother. I just appreciate Brother Michael and what he has done today. And I'm going to open up the line. And y'all, that was Imela, Nathaniel Bassey, all the way in Nigeria. It just means thank you, that's all. Y'all got to remember, brothers and sisters, the Most High has called Israel to win the hearts of the nations, actually to preach the good news about Christ. Not to just talk about we Israel to them. They need to know we Israel before they even probably going to listen to us. Because we so jacked up, they probably don't believe we Israel. But once they find out, oh my God, when they find out who we are, when they find out these niggas are Israel, it's on in. I've been Israel. And we coming to you Waking Up Israel Radio. Just real quick, y'all, I am moderating. So real quick, been to Israel many times, y'all know that. And you ain't lived till you hear Israelis say, I've been a part of a lie. You people give us for this. But you can see that guy saying that on YouTube if they ain't pulled it. They may have pulled it, brothers and sisters, because what they do is when we start waking up, they will go pull those videos off of YouTube. But brothers and sisters, I kid you not, Israelis have said it out of their own mouth. You are the people of the Bible. You're the people of Yah. And all I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, is this. You better go research it because it's important. I asked everybody to do something and nobody did. No disrespect to anybody, but I think people forgot. It was not only to give proof, we Israel, but to tell why. So I want to take the opportunity. I think, Brother Michael, let me just go ahead and open up their line. Okay, Waking Up Israel, your line is now open. Welcome back, Brother Michael, and everybody at Waking Up Israel Radio. Brother Michael, one thing nobody said, I don't think, was why it's important. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, I'm not going. Brother Michael, you there?
Yes, I'm here, brother.
Okay. One thing nobody said was, why is it important? And I want to talk about that this time. And I'm hopefully speaking for everybody, but I can only speak for myself. But this, again, is not my 4 minutes or however long I'm going to talk about the proof. This is just talking about why it's important. For those listening in all of the different nations, because I talk about this, brothers and sisters, like I am talking to the nations. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm not trying to be a know-it-all. I just try to talk like I'm talking to the nations. Why? Because we're on Blog Talk. And that's exactly who's listening, the nations. So I want everybody listening on the sound of my voice, if your nation is not going through what we described, then you're not Israel, and that's okay. You may be a Gentile or whatever, but I just want to say this to everybody listening, especially to Israelites. And I want to make sure Brother Purcell, Brother Purcell, are you there as well? Because I didn't hear from him in a while. Make sure he's on the line. I want him to hear this. Purcell, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I want everybody to hear this. I know people say Yahuwah, Ahayah, all these different names, but I like to say Yahweh, and it's a reason why. I have spelled out the letter Yahweh, and every letter I say represent a reason why we should keep teaching this all over the world. It's just Brother Seth, I'm sure the brothers have a unique way of doing the same thing, but this is how I do it. Y-A-H-W-E-H. This is how this helped me to remember the reasons why we need to keep teaching we Israel. Y stand for Yah. Without the net knowledge of who we are as Israel, it looked like Yah just picking on us, y'all. It looked like Yah don't care for us, y'all. It looked like Yah siding with white people, y'all. It looked like Yah is against all the dark nations because these white nations are ruling.
Brother Sam.
Yes.
This is on top of the 4 minutes that you're going to also do, what you're doing now?
Right. Because nobody gave the reason why it's important. So what I'm going to do at this time, you didn't have anybody else. You went through all of the guys. Did we forget anybody?
No, it's just this next subject is going to take a lot of time, too.
Right. Now, I text you, we're going to talk about the last 45 minutes.
Okay, got you. Go ahead.
Okay? All right, so here we go, brothers and sisters. I got to get this out, y'all, because people saying, what if we are? I had a guy to tell me one day, but brother, I can see it. I can see it. He said, I believe you. Why does it matter? I'm saved. I'm with Christ. I'm going to heaven. So what? What does it matter? You're going to rant to people like that. And what are you going to tell them?
What are you going to tell them, brothers and sisters? So the Father gave me these reasons, I believe. Number one, Yah, without this knowledge, it just looked like something is wrong with us. And what this does to white people, when they see us serving them and we serve them better than we do our own people. Brother Purcell, I need you to call me on your line because my backup phone dropped. Please call me and don't hang up because if you hang up, you can't get back. If you can, call me on top of the line you're on. That's what I'm talking about. But don't hang up, okay, because we won't be able to get you back. So if you can't, call me on my cell phone. But brothers and sisters, if we're not Israel, it looks like y'all just picking on us. Why are we at the bottom of every single of life? We're no worse off than these other people. I said, we're not no worse than they are. How is it we go through all of this? So that's why it's important to know we're Israel, because what we're going through is Hebraic. All of this stuff we're going through is Hebraic. And again, brothers and sisters, I'm going to be done by 15 after. We're going to be switching topics. So right now, please allow me to answer the question of why it's important and then get on my reasons of how I know we're Israel. Now, Brother Purcell, again, call me on my house phone, please. So, brothers and sisters, Y stands for it makes Yahweh look like he loves us and not he's judging, not just he's just picking on us for no reason. Our punishment that we're going through is fulfilling scripture, and that makes us royalty. We can say we're royalty all we want, say we're kings and priests all we want, but when we line up with, when our lives line up with the scriptures, the slave ships and all of it, it puts us in a status above all the nations of the earth. Not that we're better than them, but it just makes us look like we really, really, really are the people of the Most High. That's why it's important. That's why we're spelling Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H. The other reason it's important, brothers and sisters, is, thank you, Brother Purcell. The other reason this is important is just put us on a three-way. Just merge this call with your call to listen to the show, brother. Merge the two calls. The other reason, A stands for anger. There's an anger we have as a people that nobody seems to understand.
Why are they so angry?
You're echoing. There's an echo.
Okay,
in the
okay, how about now?
All right, you better now.
Okay. So there's anger we have. There's an anger, and everybody talk about the anger. I remember this white gentleman said he was talking about racism. He told his white counterparts, if you are not getting this anger from black people, you're not reaching them. He's right. We are angry, but now that I understand we're Israel, I'm not angry no more with our people. I'm not angry no more with those that's acting like this invention that we call niggers. I don't have that anger no more towards white man because I recognize he's just an employee. Bruh, he's an employee. The Most High said, if you don't do these things, I will hiss to the nation and call. So I don't have the anger. There's a jealousy I have because he says I will provoke you to jealousy. I think they're wearing our stuff. They're where we should be, you know, like the whole theft of birthright, blah, blah, blah. There's a jealousy I have. Call it what it is. Don't be scared. Say you're jealous of them. You hate they got something that's yours. So I don't have it no more. I recognize he's just using you for a season. When it get done, he's going to reject you. He's going to rebuke you because you took our oppression too far. Now, if the white man wouldn't have took our oppression too far, Most High would not be judging them because they just did what he told them to do. But they took it too far. So A stands for anger. I no longer have that anger for our people or for the white man. I don't have it, bro. I said, I don't have it. Then I know there's a demon, devils that influence people. I know by ignorance and lies that influence people. How can I hate people? So I don't have it. H stands for hindrance. I no longer see the white man hindering me from doing anything on this earth. He don't have that kind of power. White people was a no-name. The Bible says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those that are not a people.
It don't mean they ain't human, but they wasn't a known people. White people got a little bit of everybody in them because they albinos, they come from Africa. They come from all kind of tribes. We don't know who they are. Think we confused. Try to ask them where they from. They're not from it. And again, what Brother Seth is doing right now is I'm answering a second part of the question. I asked everybody, how do you know you're Israel and why it's important? So I didn't hear why it was important, so I'm just taking the opportunity to answer it for everybody. I'm going to go for another 4 minutes, and then I'm going to switch gears and talk about how I know we Israel. 15 after, we're going to talk about the new covenant. Y'all be patient. We may have to do a part two. That's okay. White people is employees. Most High used them. He said, I will hiss the nations of the north. He said in Jeremiah 15, I think it's 16, he says, I will call all other nations of the north down to Jerusalem and utter my judgments against Israel. I said, he said, I will call all of the nations of the north. It's Jeremiah 1. And he said he was going to call all of these, except all of the families of the north, down to Jerusalem and utter his judgment against his own people. He was going to, in other words, rebuke his people through this people from the north that he called a nobody. Why am I going to get mad at them? I tell you where my anger is at. My anger is for my own people, for their disobedience. That's who I'm mad at. Not some folk he used from the north. Now, I'm mad at them because they took it too far, just like he mad at them because they took it too far, and that's why he's going to cause them, that's why America's cursed, because they took it too far. But had not they taken it too far and they did everything the Bible said was going to happen to us, how can you be mad at them? It's our forefathers. The Father told our forefathers when they had it good, this is what's going to happen to you before any of this happened. So how I look getting mad at the people, it's our forefathers. It's the whoredom. It's them stuck on the law and not keeping the law. Anyway, enough of that. No. They're not our hindrance. And ain't no Uncle Thomas sucking up to the white man either. Again, they're going to be judged for taking it too far. But I don't see white people like other people see white people. We needed somebody strong to break us down. We had prophets that can look into the future. We had to have some powerful people. Couldn't anybody break Israel down? These folks can turn to Yah in a minute, and he have mercy. Israel was the most powerful nation ever to walk on this earth. He needed somebody to come with something strong to break them down, and that was whites and this white supremacy. We ain't seen nothing like it. The Bible says that in Joel 2, how he was going to call the nation. Again, spelling Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H, word, W, we had word. The word of Yah is confusing. I can show you all kind of contradictions in the Bible. Until we get the revelation of who the Israelites are, and we put that into eschatology or into Bible prophecy, it's not going to make sense, brothers. So all of Bible prophets, mainly white, they're off. All of them. Until they recognize who Israel is, they will not be able to discern the signs of the time. They won't be able, they only can go so far. The Bible is going to contradict you. Here, a quick contradiction because I got to, again, wrap up about 15 after. I got like, not much time. So I'll just skip on. E, spelling Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H. E stand for East. The whole conflict in the East, with the Gaza Strip and all the fighting in Israel that the world know about can end overnight. It's not in either one of their lands. Palestinians, it's not your land. Israel, it's not Israelis, it's not your land. Once the world knows that it becomes household knowledge as to who Israel is, it's going to be very hard to be the leader of that country and everybody looking at you like it ain't either one of y'all. They're making jokes. We got social media. Maybe they start making, you know, maybe millions of jokes made about it. Why are y'all fighting over something not yours? This is why the people in Dimona told me, brother, when I came there, chill out. One day we're going to rule this land. Again, that will solve the whole thing. Some of y'all say, that ain't going to solve it. Think about it. If France or Japan or all of them, because everybody's not devils, once they know who Israel is, they're going to want the Father's blessings. They read the scriptures. That's why the Bible said we're not going to even need the military. Last letter, ha, 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 probably the most important one out of all of them. Again, we're talking about why it's important. Nobody covered, so I'm just talking about this, and then I'm going to talk about my proof. Y'all don't rush me, okay? We're not going to rush. We have to be a part two, be a part two. Ha, ha, ha. H stands for ha, ha, ha. The Bible talks about how the nations will mock Israel when they go into captivity. Our neighboring nations in Africa, they mocked us, y'all. Not just all over the world, we have been a mockery. Well, guess what? Once people find out, there's going to fear that's going to come upon them like it's already upon us anyway. But they're going to be even more afraid once they know those people, not just African Americans who are scattered throughout the four corners. Once they know who the real Jews are, they are going to be trying to get into Yah's grace by doing good to us. You better believe it. Read your Bible. It talks about how the Father is going to resurrect Israel through these nations given to them. We will no longer be ha, ha, ha. All right, folks, this is why I believe we Israel. I'm going to talk about something a little back way into how I know we Israel. I have over 300 scriptures here, and I cannot read but only 20 of them. The Bible talks about, this is the people that, let's just talk about how we Israel are back way. Let's talk about what their oppressors going to be like that rule over Israel. So I'm about to describe what the Bible says, the oppressors that rule over Israel, what they going to do. So if you see people acting like this, whoever they are, whoever they rule over is Israel. Let me get you through what I mean. The Bible talks about how these people would be void of counsel, and neither is there any understanding in them. Again, and if somebody knows that scripture, that you can spit that out, I'll be grateful. But it says how Israel, the oppressors of Israel, is void of counsel, and neither is there any understanding in them. Okay? So when I look around the world and I see there's nobody that fit that but the so-called white man, and I have to say so-called because that's the name that, you know, it's a man-made construct, of course. But the Bible says void of counsel. How can you counsel a white man? It's just impossible. Neither is there any understanding in them where it relates to us. So that is found in Deuteronomy 32 and 28. Another thing, the Bible said that the people that rule over us, their dignity and judgment shall proceed of themselves. Whoever these people are that's going to rule over the real Jews, whoever they are, it says their dignity and judgment shall proceed of themselves. This is probably one of the most important scriptures in the whole Bible. Do y'all realize what the scripture is saying? It's saying that these people are going to get their dignity and judgment from themselves. I don't know if people understand how powerful that scripture is. Nobody, no nation ever done that. People normally get their dignity and judgment from the previous people that lived before them, or before they get it from the Quran, or they get it from the Bible, or they get it from some holy book. But this is going to be a people different. They're going to get their dignity and judgment from themselves. That's what the Bible talks about, these people that's going to rule over Israel. Here's another scripture. It says, surely our father, and this again is the people that's ruling over Israel. Now listen to what they say about themselves. Surely our fathers have inherited nothing but lies, vanities, and things of which there is no profit. Now think about that for a minute. You know, people live thousands of years, but this people is going to say something strange. Surely our fathers have inherited nothing but lies, vanities, and things of which there is no profit. That's very weird that our entire group of people that have been living thousands of years would say that. Again, this is what the Bible said is going to happen to Israel. These people that rule over them would say. Here's another scripture that says that the people that rule over Israel will oppress them by policy. The word policy is not in the Bible, I don't think, but one time, brothers and sisters, who is this people? Very powerful scripture. Again, these people were ruled by policy. And that's found in, read up on this and remember, whatever Israel go through, they're going to repeat forever, Deuteronomy 28, verse 46, okay? I'm just not going to go to that scripture right now. I was trying to look it up and type it up. But all you got to do is look at the word policy in the Strong's Concordance. It's the only time it ever appeared in the Bible. Here's the one that says that And if any of y'all know these scriptures where they're just yell it out, it's okay. Brother Mike, is everybody off hold? You got everybody on hold, or is everybody line free where they can kind of yell out the scripture if they know it?
Ah, gotcha. No, I got everybody still on hold over here. All right, let me go ahead and open up everybody's line, man. But go ahead, Brother Seth. Yeah. I'm going to open up everybody's line.
Now, here's a scripture that talks about the people of Israel, the people that rule over Israel. It says that they go to boasting about their oppressing Israel, and it says that no one will peep. P-E-E-P. It says basically they feel like we got them. Nobody see us. And it's arrogance on them. They says nobody will peep. Literally, the word P-E-E-P is in the scripture. And I talked about already how the Bible says that he would hiss to the nations of the north. He would hiss to the nations of the north. And I saw in the scriptures over 20 times the Bible talks about how the Most High will call a nation from the north, call a nation from the north, call a nation from the north. I don't know what it is about the north, but the Bible said that Satan himself resides. If Satan had an address, it would be in the north. The Bible said he resides in the size of the north. And if you notice in a lot of cities, the wealth is in the north part of a city. It's something up with the north. The north part of the globe is where the wealth is at, and the poverty is in the south. It's something up with the north. But these people come from the north that the Most High said he would use. All right? So I'm just kind of going in the backwards way. I'm talking about the oppressor. Now I want to talk about Israel, some of the things that Israel would do. That's how the oppressor would act. I got so many scriptures here, but for time's sake, I can't get into it. So here's some of the things that Israel would go through. Now, some of these, this is out of Deuteronomy 28 as well, but you can also, it's not just Deuteronomy 28. We just quote Deuteronomy 28, brothers, just because that's where most of the scriptures are at. But really the whole Old Testament and really a lot of the New Testament talks about things that Israel will go through, not just Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. Speaking of Leviticus 26, this is where we get the seven times harder. You know, somebody said, well, how harder should we have it? Because everybody got it hard. I had a white person tell me, everybody, and I'm talking fast, y'all, bear with me, because I'm trying to be considered a Brother Kimwin. But, again, y'all, we may have to do a part two. So white person tells me, we have it hard, too. I say, yeah, but the scripture says we'll have it seven times harder. So about how much do we have it harder than other people? That's how you know who Israel is. They're going to have it not just harder, but seven times harder. Now, again, if you in Christ and you're obedient and you do everything you're supposed to do, you're not cursed. I don't believe that. But I'm talking about a nation. This is nation talk tonight, not individual. There's no way anywhere if you listen to the Holy Spirit and doing everything the Father commands you to do that you're going to be cursed under no circumstance, but we're talking about your nation. All right, kind of like Christ. He came with all that power, but his nation was operating the curse. And when he left, it was that same way. So, okay, Deuteronomy 28, it talks about you shall have wives, but another nation will lay with them. Now, we're talking about a nation of women. A nation of men having wives, but another nation of men going to come lie with her, with these wives. Now, as I go through my final scriptures here, I want y'all to think about this. What have the Israelis went through that we've said tonight? All these scriptures we think is talking about us. What have the Israelis went through? That's what I tell people. Okay, y'all don't believe we're Israel. So where is your proof that the people in Israel is the people? You keep talking about the Holocaust, but the Holocaust is not in the Bible. I mean, the Holocaust, that's the Jews' claim to Jewry, but it's not in the Bible. All these things we're saying, we're going through all of these prophecies. I got about 300 I'm looking at right now, y'all. I kid you not. I got 300 scriptures that we're living out. Here's one. It says, you shall be sold naked and bare feet. It talks about what your pants. Somebody get Isaiah 20 and 4. Let me know when you get it. Y'all got to hear this. It's going to describe a slave. Now, it talks about how it was first done in Egypt, and we're going to be like them. I mean, it talks about the Egyptians going to go through. Let me out, okay. Y'all. I'm kind of rushing.
All right,
this, but it talks.
I'll read it. Just let me know when, brother.
Please.
Oh, so
Isaiah, I believe what happened is the Egyptians met, somebody meddled at us, and they end up being like us, being sold, naked, and bare feet. But when you see the description of them, the Father said he's doing it to them because he first did it to us, and they was making fun of us. So then he had them to be sold. Now listen how the description of what they look like when they got sold. And remember, he's doing to them because they laughed at us. Go ahead, brother.
Isaiah 20, verse 4. So shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians prisoners and the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, even with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt.
Stop. Right there. Did y'all hear that? So these people are going to be sold naked, bare feet, with their buttocks showing. It is? So.
What?
Ain't that how we were sold?
Ain't that something, brother?
Again.
That's
one
how
more
we
time,
sold,
brother.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You want me to read
it
again?
Well, for time's sake, I won't have to reread that because I got more. But somebody said, Lord, how long will we suffer as Israelites? I'm going fast, y'all. Israel cried out to the Father, how long shall we suffer? And if y'all know where these verses are found, spit them out, because for time's sake, I just couldn't look up all of these, y'all. But it says, they said, how long shall we suffer as Israelites? How long are we supposed to go through this? He said, till your houses be without a man. That's deep. That right there is deep. Another scripture says, good night. That one threw me for a loop. One of them said, Lord, how shall we sing the songs of Zion, living in a strange land? And it says, those that carried us captive required of us a song, saying, sing unto us the songs of Zion. In the New Heartbeats, the movie, there's a scene in the New Heartbeats where these cops pull over these black boys, and he says, he had them to sing for me, boy. It was very common, especially in the South, when they handle black people, especially in the rough way, they'll say, sing for me. And a lot of entertainers, it's really still going on, but in a more sophisticated way. Sing unto us the songs of Zion. There is no other people made to sing. Well, we ain't no Jews. Okay. Tell me, when were the Jewish people ever require any record of them, of their oppressors saying, sing to us? Oh, boy, this deep in y'all. Thank God, I promise. And you heard the brother talk about he'd make us a byword, a proverb, shaking of the head among of nations. One scripture said, my people trust in oppression. One more time. My people, Israel, trust in oppression and perverseness. There are so many scriptures, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to do another show. I will say this to everybody. We have done, I know, at least 30 shows talking about proof of us being Israel. I know Brother Kenwin, Brother Michael want to get into this new covenant. So I'm going to go ahead and stop at that moment, but I just want to remind everybody, Brother Seth has over 300 scriptures of proof. So go in and simply type Blog Talk Radio, Five Smooth Stone, Black Biblical Jews, and you'll hear not just me, but guests doing the same thing. Brother Mike is in your hand.
Okay. Brother Self, those were some very, very powerful scriptures that you just brought out, brother. And we got 36 minutes left in the show, y'all. I didn't really want it to be 3 hours. I know 3 hours is rough, y'all. But there's a lot that needs to come out in the subject. And this is a golden opportunity to reach all types of ears, okay? And I wanted to hit on the new covenant. I really, really do. But I think I just had an epiphany. I think the Most High just sent me a message. As you was talking, Brother Self, a brother just came to me, was talking to me about an incident he just had on the highway in driving a diesel truck. And he was a little shooken up. But I was so busy listening to you in one ear, waiting on you to come to a close, that I wasn't really paying in detail what this brother was trying to tell me. But I did my best, and I lent one ear to him, and I know he was going into detail on what transpired. And then he left. I told him to be safe. And as you was coming to a close, Brother Self, it just hit me. I think the Most I was trying to tell me, give me a message. Be patient. Be patient. This new covenant conversation, y'all, is a big topic, and I want to go ahead and dedicate a whole show to it instead of getting in this last 30 minutes. But because I've already said it, I'll go ahead and, kind of give us a little taste of what's to come. All right? And the first scripture that I want to bring out, and I guess we all can kind of chime in on, is I want to go right to Mark. Mark 14, so we can understand, let's see, was it 22? I want to say, this is our Christ. Let's see, is it 22? Hold on. I guess I'll start right there. The communion, y'all. I believe I'm on the right spot there. Y'all help me out if you can. My mind is, I believe the Most High just sent me a message. Anyway, okay. Yeah, so I want to go ahead and start this new covenant because our Christ, our Messiah, he initiated. He let everybody know that when he give up the ghost for our sins, this new covenant is in effect. You know, it has started. Right? Is everybody in agreement with me that what's taking place is the communion, him breaking the bread and the wine to be drank in remembrance of this moment? All right? Let me go ahead and just read it, I guess. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and baked it and broke it and gave to them. And he said, take, eat. This is my body, right? Body of Christ. That was that bread representing, y'all. And he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. So we know that the new covenant was initiated. During this time, about 2,000 years ago, or somewhere around that time, y'all. Now, from there, I want to start our conversation about this new covenant. Because within the body of Christ, believe it or not, y'all, these are the one subject that is literally ripping us apart, that we will just can't stand each other. We're still all representing Christ, but we're fighting. We're fighting each other. And I'd like to say the reason why is that a lot of us feel like we are too educated in the scriptures to be humbled down by anybody else. We got it all figured out. You can't tell me nothing, right? And with that attitude, that really it's a proud attitude that they cannot humble themselves to their brother as they break these scriptures down. That's my opinion on that, y'all. All right. So in getting the new covenant started, y'all, is there anybody that got a scripture of the new covenant? I would like to start, go to the Old Testament, work our way to the new, or we can go to the New Testament and refer back to the old. Either which way, it's all talking about the new covenant. Anybody would like to go first? Or is it,
I like
is,
Hebrews 7. Hebrews. I like Hebrews 7.
Okay, gotcha. I got a caller that dropped. All right, Hebrews 7. Okay, we can go to Hebrews 7. Before I go to Hebrews 7, one second, y'all. One second. All right.
Brother Purcell, whatever you do, don't drop your line because my other phone died. This is the main phone for the show, the main phone I'm using, I should say. So
all right, here we go. All right, Hebrews chapter 7.
Verse 11.
All right. If therefore perfection, I hear pages turning in the background, y'all. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people revived the law. What further need was there that another priest shall rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made a necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. That's the king bloodline. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arise another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifies, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For there is a very and disknowing of the commandment going before the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And insomuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. For those priests we were made without an oath. But this is an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear, and I will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Let me stop right there, y'all. There was a lot that I just read and said just right there in Hebrews 7. And that's what we all can unite after, how Christ is the king of kings and priest of priests. We don't have to get no goats and cut their throats. Christ, we just need to repent our sins, and Christ will forgive them.
Absolutely.
See, that's 10 times better than the Old Testament, Old Covenant. Just that alone. But what's the problem then if we all agree on that? Well, the New Covenant also comes with details. Details that I think a lot of us just close our book right here. We just read that little bit in Hebrews 7 about New Covenant, and we close our book and our mind. This is special detail, especially concerning Israel, that is scattered across the world. Right? There's details concerning the new covenant and what he's going to do when he brings them out of that area where they at. For some reason, I don't know what it is, y'all, but this subject sparks a fight. And I want to dive into that even more. But anybody got any questions on that so far? All we got is 25 minutes. And honestly, y'all, I'm holding back on a reason. Because, well, we're coming to a close, and this is so heavy.
We're good.
This is so heavy that we really need more time. We really do. all right.
I want to say something. I want to say something, Brother Michael.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
It's Brother Ronald. Yeah, I want to give a scripture. Why the nations can't see who we are. If y'all can turn to Isaiah chapter 25.
Now, hold on a second.
Is that
from the top he's making, the point he's making? Because we don't have much time right now.
Yeah, I'm just going to read two scriptures.
About the topic? About the new covenant?
Brother was talking about how the nations don't recognize who we are. I just want to shed some light on some of them. Why they can't see who we are right now?
You know,
go ahead, quickly,
bro. Go ahead.
You want to read it from me, Brother Michael?
I read it. Well, where do you want? Where are you going?
Isaiah 25.
Well, yeah. Isaiah 25.
Seven and eight.
Verse 7 and 8, and he was destroyed in this mountain, the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it.
That's why the nations can't see who we are because they got a veil over their face. But the veil is not going to be taken away until Christ come back. Until you come back and reckon with the nations. That's when the veil is going to be taken away, and that's when they're really going to see who we are. So that's not going to happen until Christ come back.
Okay.
Let me just say this real quick. Since you brought that up, and I'll make it less than 15 seconds.
Go ahead,
I kind of disagree with, I think you might be right as far as the bulk of the earth, but it's a lot of people, man, waking up every day as to who we are. And guess what? A lot of these people in power already know. They're waking up, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you what happens if you think they're not going to wake up till later. You won't have patience with them. You won't want to even talk to them. That's where we get that, not you, but that's where a lot of Israelites get this philosophy. They don't even try to talk to them because they don't know. They don't want to know. No, that's not true. A lot of people waking up now. That may be that the whole earth know when the Messiah comes. I can see that. But no, it's too many people waking up. I mean, they start pulling YouTube videos like crazy because all people in Ukraine and everywhere was saying we're all the Israelites. So, anyway, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you on that. I'm not disagreeing on that. I'm just saying majority of the world would not know until Christ comes back. But I'm in agreement with you on that. And a lot of people are waking up. That's
okay.
All I had.
All right. Let me read this right quick, y'all. Matthew 25. Let's go to the New Testament. Let's go to Matthew chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. All right? And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. Can anybody understand what this parable is referencing? Can anybody... Okay, somebody, there's noise in somebody background. Okay. Anybody want to take a jab at it? What this is referencing? Okay, nobody? All right. This is associated with the new covenant, family. All right? When Christ returns, that's he's going to consummate the marriage. What's promised in his new covenant about him bringing the people out and circumcising their heart, putting them back in the land. That's the new covenant, family. He's saying that there's going to be some folks who are not ready when he do come, like a thief in the night. He's actually going to catch them in the middle of not living right. You see what I'm saying? Now, so what's not living right, y'all? But apparently, we can planning on going into deeper descriptions on the day of the Lord on the next show, okay, next Sunday. But the day of the Lord, Christ, he's not coming back as a lamb. He's coming back as a lion. his white robe that's gleaming in the sunlight, it's going to be bloody red. Now, that's a vision that a lot of us don't even have of Christ. It's almost like in our belief system, we believe that he's going to come and give us hugs and kisses. Well done, my faithful servant. They tend to forget that he's going to kill a bunch of people. There's descriptions of these people that he's going to kill. And there's lessons that we can take from these people. There are people saying, Lord, Lord, I didn't cast out demons in your name. There's one brother in the middle of eating something he ain't supposed to, dying. That don't mean that they're going to hell. They're going to be least in the kingdom, like Christ said. Family, I guess in a nutshell, I'm saying least in the kingdom is not a good thing. Yes, you'll make it there. Don't shoot to be least in the kingdom, though. That's not what he wants. And I think the world is going to find that out on the day that he comes back. All right. Anybody got anything to say on what I just said?
I think so. Okay. We got a lot of...
You're chopping up, Brother Sel.
Except Purcell.
You're chopping up.
I couldn't hear what you said.
Purcell, don't mute. But everybody that's on Brother Kenwin line, mute yourself. We don't know who that noise is coming from.
All right.
Okay, whoever just muted their line, that was it.
Okay, that was Brother Ronald.
Just hit it.
All right.
Okay, Brother
Ronald just
right.
dropped out. Okay, gotcha.
So let me just say this really quickly. Brother Michael, you bring that up a lot, this scripture about the...
Hold up, don't do that. Killing. Don't do that, Tim. Don't do that. Don't do that, brother.
Well, no. Okay, listen, hear me out. Because I'm actually going another way with it. I don't think
okay.
I've ever said what I'm about to say to you.
Okay. I want to end on a good note, that's all.
If it's a sin, because somebody, okay, if it's going to be sin, I don't see nobody making it. Nobody. The righteous or the...
Okay. All right. Y'all, did I accidentally hung them up? I think I did. I actually hung up. I clicked over to talk to my brother, and I think I done hung up with the show. Oh, man. I think I did. Dang it. Let me just try, y'all. I didn't do that on purpose, I promise. All right, y'all. Sorry about that, ending it like that. That was a complete accident. Sister Dale, let me open your mind, mic up. That was a complete opposite. I mean, accident. I actually hung them up, y'all. Can anybody hear me? Did y'all got y'all line mute, or can anybody hear me on the show right now? Okay.
Brother, I'm here.
Oh,
brother,
there is somebody that can hear me. Yes,
yeah. I'm
you.
Sorry, I had myself on mute too. But I hear you. We did lose contact, and then I called again, and then I heard you talking, so I don't know. So we got a little equipment dropping or something. But go ahead.
All right. I did not try to do that, y'all.
And I'm still right. here. I'm just on mute.
We got someone
okay,
in.
Okay, you're
in
mute. All right, let me go. I got to apologize to this man. He's in the middle of saying something.
You also have someone else on the line, brother.
Yes, I know on our Waking Up Israel line. But Five Smooth
yeah.
Stones line, I didn't drop them out just then. That was by accident.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I think,
man.
Yeah. Okay, can you not connect us?
No, it's after 2 hours you can't call the show. My show was for 3 hours, so therefore.
Well, and his show might have dropped. Yes, and his show might have dropped. And it was really informative as well. So I didn't know you had scheduled this for a 3-hour show, brother. I thought it was just the regular 2-hour show.
Yeah, okay, all right. So he just sent me a message to call him. Okay, let me try.
Brother, yes. Michael, Brother Purcell was sharing, and then they're back, everybody. So we thought you hung up. So, Brother Purcell, go ahead. Brother Michael, you finish.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was by accident, y'all.
Okay, brother. Yeah. Okay. I probably should finish what I was saying, but Brother Purcell, since you're already going, go ahead, and then I'll finish up what I was saying when y'all hung up. Go ahead.
No, you should go ahead. You need to go ahead and say what you were saying, because the last thing he heard was what you were about to say.
Thank you.
I was saying, don't do it. And
gotcha.
Just let
so
me know that it
here's
say.
What
okay.
I was saying. Here's what I was saying. As far as God killing people, the Messiah coming back, I know he's going to be with the sword, but that's just meant, that's represented all the time you see the sword dipped in blood, and that's often mean judgment. And I think that's for the wicked. I think that's for the nations that against Israel, the nations that come against the righteous, in terms of his people. It's either some got to give. Either we in Christ and our sins washed away and our sins hid in Christ, or they're not. If they're not, I can't see none of us making it. I just believe this. I know that we're going to reward according to works. But my point is, if the Son, the Messiah, who's the Father has put in command of all things until the restitution, the Bible says, for Christ must reign to the restitution of all things, or the restoring of all things. So he's in command right now. The Bible says that he has been given all power in heaven and earth, and the Son has. So if Yeshua or Yahushua has been given all this power, he's coming back. I can't see him just killing saints. I just don't see that. But all it right. don't mean he's
no.
Hold on. Last thing. It don't mean he ain't doing that. I'm just saying I can't see it. I do see him judging the wicked,
judging
the Antichrist, judging those that. But the Bible talks about, there was a man sleeping, last thing, there was a man sleeping with his father's mother in 1 Corinthians. Paul says, turn him over. Brother Michael, God, let me get this out.
Okay.
He said, turn this man over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that's death, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. So I know you said they're not going to hell. You did say that, but anyway, that's all I can say.
Yeah, well, I was talking about Israel. As far as the Gentiles, I'm not sure what's going to happen to that. I know they're going to wish they can die, and they can't, and things like that. It was said about them, but this is Israel. Israel's going to be saying, Lord, Lord, I didn't cast out demons. It's Israel that's going to be eating something they ain't supposed to eat. It's Israel. Two-thirds of Israel going to perish. Two-thirds of us. That's a lot of people. And some of which, that's what this is describing, that we perceive as good people, they're going to die along with the wicked, right? That's not saying that they're not going to hell.
That's not the Lord killing them, I don't think. I don't think that's the Lord killing them. I think it's under the new covenant.
We need to.
No,
go ahead. I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
Under the new covenant or the new agreement, everybody has the same opportunity. Because he came for all. I heard Mama say he came for all. The scripture said he wished that none would perish. So me translating that, or me, lets me know in my finite mind that everybody is going to have the same opportunity. Those who heed the voice of the Lord, they will walk circumspectly. Those who don't heed the voice of the Lord will be caught slipping. This is the depiction of Matthew 25 with the 10 virgins. Five of them heeded the voice of the Lord, and the other five did not take the voice of the Lord as serious. Or they figured, like many of us, they figured they got all the time in the world. When the Bible said, no man knoweth the hour, nobody knows. So how you walking around so lackadaisical, so willy-nilly, that's on you.
Okay.
The Lord is not killing you. You put yourself in a position to inherit eternal damnation.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
You feel me?
But yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. However, we need to probably also do a show about the prophets. Do we believe, like, what they're saying or things they said is going to come to pass?
I do.
You do? Okay.
Absolutely. It's the inspired word of God.
Do you believe that two-thirds of Israel are going to die on the day of the Lord?
If it was prophetically spoken, I believe that. But it won't be because God chose that group to kill him. That's like us talking about
that group to kill him. No, Christ is going to kill him.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
All right.
And heed the voice of the Lord. Because he's giving you, it don't make sense.
I don't either, because that's what the whole Old Testament, that's so many times the Father did that in the Old Testament. And the whole purpose of Christ was coming because to get rid of the sin, because he kept wiping out Israel. I have to look at that two-third again and look at it, because a lot of times we see things and we don't understand the different covenants, the different dispensations of grace and law. And I've seen people mix it up and thinking, you know, like people talk about Job all the time. You can't mix up Job with us. Job was under a different covenant than us. This man was working for his salvation. This man was working for his salvation. Everybody in the Old Testament worked for their salvation. To us, righteousness is given.
So
because God got tired of killing his people.
Just so I can understand what you're saying. They was under the old covenant. So what they said, we shouldn't take heed, you said yes a minute ago. Are you saying no more?
Yes to what?
Yes, that what you believe, what the prophets.
I think you're talking about it, Purcell.
Yeah, do you believe the voice of the prophets? I absolutely believe the voice of the prophets, because the voice of the prophets were the inspirational word of God, the unadulterated word of God. So I don't see it as just a word from the prophet, because the word from the prophet was inspired by God.
Right.
But if it was under a different covenant or a different agreement, that's all a covenant is. The old covenant was one agreement, which was
is null and void.
Sacrifice.
For time's sake, Purcell, you're right. Purcell is right, and I think what could be. I have to read it, Brother Michael, because you could be right. I don't mind swallowing my pride,
Let's do it.
Last thing, for time's sake. Okay. Time say, no,
we
no,
can't go there, brother.
Because we got three. Listen, brother. We got 3 minutes or this show is going to cut off. So we got to end it.
Yes.
No, brother, Michael's show don't cut off.
Brother Michael's show. Right, but Brother Seth show does. And Brother Kenwin.
Only take
but I got
yeah, I call.
Okay. Hey. You'd have to turn around and call. Okay, Five Smooth Stone Lee
yeah, you're
is
right.
going to end. It's going to end in 2 minutes. So I tell you what, Brother, I think because we're talking to Brother Purcell, it won't end. I don't know, y'all, because Purcell has got – okay, what you need to do is hang up with
– But I called
Five –
I called Five Smooth Stones, though. Probably what I need to do is I need to hang up and call Waking Up Israel.
No,
right.
No, he's just going to end the show, y'all. Let's
okay.
End the show. Let's just end it.
Well, let's do this, everybody. Let me just say this to everybody without everybody going around robbing because we don't have time. It's going to hang up, and I don't want to hang up abruptly. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Brother Ken Wint, Brother Mike is going to continue listening, continue their show, I'm sure. You're going to continue, right, brother?
I'm going to just play a song. We're going to end it when y'all end it.
Okay. All right. I enjoy every single one of you. I'm invited next week for part two. Yes, you are. We're very serious. We have not scratched the surface, but we did a good job. Well, again, good hearing your voice, Brother Purcell. Thank you, Brother Michael. Thank you, y'all. I'm going to wrap this show up right now. And so I want to just, again, thank everybody for participating. All right?
All right. We'll do, brother.
All right, everybody, I promise you, I love Brother Michael, his idea. This was a great idea. I know everybody go around, Rob, because time is great, but it was in a very good spirit, y'all. Very good spirit. The lady just said we got 90 seconds. So anybody, let's just say goodbye. Shalom to everybody, okay?
All right.
Sister Thale, you haven't said anything. Just say goodbye to us in less than 15 seconds, Sister Thale, please.
All right. There you go, Sister
Thale. Quickly, just say goodbye to everybody.
She might got a mute on. You got your mute on, Cecile? Okay, she might have walked away from the phone.
All right, well, let's just say goodbye. We'll just say shalom. I just want to tell everybody good night. And we'll just see each other on next week. Those brothers, listen to me, you brothers. Next week we're going to hear more from y'all. Maybe everybody can go 10 minutes at a pop. I would love to know more from those brothers. They were very powerful. Very powerful show, Brother Michael. All right. So
okay. All right, then, brother. All right. Shalom. All right, y'all. Well, there you have it, y'all. Okay, we done broke loose from Five Smooth Stone. We'll go ahead and end it. Ending it a little rough. I didn't mean for it to end it like that, y'all. But nevertheless, it's just the way that it went down. I'm going to go ahead and play this jam, and we are out of here until next time, all right? Sunday, Mondays, and Thursdays at 5 p.m. Central Time. But it'll be next Sunday that we engage with Five Smooth Stones, okay? Because Mondays and Thursdays, we tend to read in the different books. Right now, we're in the Book of Jasher. So I see y'all. Just tune in anytime, really, all right? So shalom to everybody. Peace out.
Paul Percy, the Most High. Hey, it's the last one before I do my take with free bro. That's my heart. Holy.
You are my rock, my shield, my fortress. My everlasting King.
You gave me life, wanna thank you for this.
You're the creator of every day.
Your everlasting mercy.
Unto you do I sing.
Your laws and your commandments
I keep them close to me.
Whoa. You divided the waters for your people. We the best at everything, but we still need you. You the one who punishes us when we do evil. Through the hell of tribulation, he won't leave you.
Glory.
my everlasting King. You gave me life, wanna thank you for this. You're the creator of every day, your everlasting mercy. Unto you do I sing, your laws and your commandments. I keep them close to me. Whoa, you the one who sent that bread down from heaven. You went to war with many nations, you protect us. You came down as a fire on Mount Sinai, and it's still here to this day, why should I lie? For a brief moment I abandoned you, but to bring you back with a deep compassion, what I plan to do. You disobeyed, I made you slaves, I was mad at you. Had to send my son to die for y'all, somebody add to glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. You are my rock, my shield, my fortress, my everlasting King. You gave me life, wanna thank you for this. You're the creator of every day, your everlasting mercy. Unto you do I sing, your laws and your commandments. I keep them close to me. Whoa.